What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike Show. That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
Totally pissed already. Does our K-Fed, shout out, Cameo,
yeah.
Does he say his name?
Yeah, he said it right in the beginning.
Okay.
Your name, paying attention.
I couldn't figure out who it was. I was looking at that going, who is that dude?
The Drew and Mike Show.
Can you play
however
again?
He said it.
Drew and me.
We have a K-Fed cameo.
Oh,
we're in the deals in the D.com studios, by the way. What's poppin'? It's the Monday show with Drew, Mark, Jim Bentley's here, and Brandon, too. Cameo, please?
You can't play it on there?
No.
Can play two things. Why not?
Show me.
Brandon.
I can't connect right now, that's why.
Right.
While you're not connecting.
You can play that at the same time. There you go.
A little volume, please.
You can't mix on the computer.
Brandon, you didn't know that?
This show just, like, sucks.
Why can't you mix on the computer?
Why don't you bring Reese over here?
Are you getting mad?
Having this shit show.
He'll help out.
I just like getting Brandon mad.
I know.
Are you mad?
It's okay, Brandon.
You can start
okay.
Over.
Okay. No.
No?
He's gone silent.
What happened to Brandon?
Not like his farts.
Why is he so silent?
Brandon's been very gassy.
Mad at me?
What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike Show. That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
What does that mean? That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody?
Yeah. If you don't know.
That's so stupid. I like it.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better ask somebody you don't know.
Well, you know, the
you
neat thing is.
You better fucking ask somebody.
He won't have to ask Brittany for any more money because he's doing these cameos
$25. Pretty soon he's going to be paying her, I think. He's going to pass her up.
Any new excitement in the cameo world? I think that should be our lead story today.
Yeah, there is another piece of excitement.
Oh no.
There
really?
Is another piece of excitement.
Hey, Drew. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. And it says Blue. Blue says
who
hi.
Who cares
to
about
you.
Your dog?
And I don't
she's
know
a France
haters
fan.
Or haters, but I love Blue. You and all your support. So, thank you so much, Drew.
Your
have a
support.
Great night.
Okay, am I
she
stupid?
Loves you.
I didn't. Did she say it's Farrah?
Oh, I don't know if she did though.
Ooh, good call. Because
hey,
she didn't.
Drew, I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. Like, no. And this is Blue.
She didn't say
Blue's name.
Her name and mine either. I don't think
you're right.
Boy, she really doesn't know what she.
Well, she's Farrah
hey,
though.
Drew.
Everyone knows her.
Mags and Layla.
So stupid. I'm very fond of it. I do wish she'd said her name, but it'll take another month, I'm sure, to get a correction.
Yeah. Could email him.
My boy, Blue!
I think I
Mags
told you.
Mags and Layla. Oh,
Layla.
I want my money back.
I was reading about the very few problems they've had at Cameo. The one was this Vicky Gundelson from The Real Housewives of Orange County, who's a dope. I mean, a total dope.
And she's like the original one, so she thinks she's the top dog.
Woohoo!
I know. Who gives
a
shit?
Put a moron.
Exactly.
Anyway, she gave a 2.5-minute cameo to someone, was a little descriptive about the surgery they had, and she hoped they were better and all this. And at the end, they said, that was generic. She didn't even say my name. I mean, she described the person in 500 different ways, her mother and, you know, all the people worried about her.
Well, you can rank them. Can we give her 1 star?
Fair?
Yeah,
I don't want to give her 1 star. I thought it was this is ridiculous. I'm taking this seriously. I thought she was sincere.
She brought her dog into the mix. She
Blue.
Did a little extra
she put,
work.
She put more time into it than K-Fed did.
Yeah, she did.
Here's a new one.
K-Fed did.
Hey, what's up, Cameo? It's me, Jake Paul, disguised as a dog. Yo, what's up, Cameo? How are you guys? My name is Jake Paul.
Yeah,
if you guys want a video from me, then just do something. I don't know how to work the app yet. Oh, my God. Just spread. Yeah, but for real, guys, just if you want to talk, just hit me up.
Oh, I hate this guy.
You want a Jake Paul one?
I fucking hate that guy. No, I really don't.
Boy.
It would hurt me personally.
How much did it cost?
$100? No, $50.
100.
150. What do you say, Brandon?
I don't think he's that prompt. I don't know. I'd say about $60.
$99.
And watch all the brats buy him.
Yep.
Yeah, has anyone bought him, though?
No. Well, he just joined.
Oh, okay. So.
I fucking hate that guy. I think I hate him most because he makes so much money and he's a no-talent loser. I mean, he's a total loser. I think I've pointed out a couple times that I can't fucking stand him. People keep sending me stuff they know will piss me off, yeah. Which I piss
and it works.
I piss myself off by playing it. Somebody sent me his mean tweets. His mean tweets. His.
Wait.
Mean
so
tweets.
So him reading his own?
Yes. Oh, as Lord. If he didn't. Now, I saw what it was and I said, okay, if he mentions Jimmy Kimmel and gives him credit, I think I might be semi-okay with this, if they're funny. He made no mention of Jimmy Kimmel whatsoever. He acted like this is, hey, I'm just reading some of the mean tweets people have sent me in, but never made any reference to the fact he's stealing a bit. And
or
then
I may laugh if he was on Kimmel doing it, if he's reading one.
Oh, if
in
he was
that
on
sketch.
Kimmel, yeah, it's Kimmel's thing.
Yeah.
But he just figures his audience is so dumb and young, they probably don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. They probably don't.
Yeah.
Or they'll think Jimmy Kimmel is stealing his bit.
You're right.
If they ever do. So then of course, he dives into the social media of anybody who sent a shitty tweet to him. And, you know,
who wants to watch? And you watch the whole thing.
I did. Watch the whole thing. It wasn't funny.
Hey, what's up, Low Gang? So a bit of a different video today. Not a vlog. This is something I have been wanting to do for so long now. However, there is one thing I wanted to address first. You may have seen me in the headlines recently. Apparently,
oh,
I
shut
am
up.
Dating some girl named Chloe. Now, I am not going to confirm or deny this just yet. Maybe one day. But I don't
you know what I hate about his videos, too, is the editing on it. Yes. Tight. It's too tight.
To college.
The audio, especially.
4.7 GPA in high school.
I wish I was that dumb.
Okay, pause
no, but
for a
you're
second.
Right, because as smart as I am...
He said something about somebody calling him stupid, but he has a 4.7 GPA, and so he always cool. comes out on top somehow. Yeah. It's so cool how that works.
My fight against KSI, August 25th. Get your tickets, link in description. KSI, do England proud and beat the fuck out of Logan Paul since England failed us. That's right. England lost in the World Cup. This is so sad. On the upside, though, at least we get to see KSI do the country proud and fucking obliterate Logan Paul eye socket in August.
We used to play that song before every socket? Lions game.
Like one eye what socket? Is it this one, you think?
The three Lions.
Or maybe both. Maybe it's a little back and forth action. But okay, yeah.
It's about English Clever. Football. Oh, no. English
this
soccer.
This is completely ripped off from.
Just play it.
What is that?
I'll go through this again.
But he's talking shit back instead of just somewhere. Reading
yeah.
it,
yes.
and laughing
exactly.
at him.
Exactly.
Equivalent of Get Out based off Chloe Bennett dating Logan Paul right now.
And it's all self-serving stuff.
Chloe's
he wants to
half
talk about
Asian.
This hot girl.
It would probably be a good movie. I would watch it. I would go see that. That boy was perfect
no!
for you.
What did
you
like about it? No! Stop it!
This is like ADD entertainment. You know?
Yeah. How it the cuts
so quick, quick, quick.
Oh, no. I knew Logan Paul's trim reminded me of something. Oh God! No, it's the it's that dinosaur from Jurassic World, the one with the bowl on his head.
This guy makes millions with these stupid social media crap.
2 million views.
I'm convinced I could do a better job than him. Not really.
Okay, let's either play it or not play it. I can't hear what he's saying.
No, he backtracked on that
shit.
Very quick.
Well, because he connects with these younger fucking idiots somehow.
I'm worried about kids.
And I
really am.
They'll be fine.
You think?
Yeah. Somehow. Yeah.
Well,
you know who should do Cameo? Mr. Methane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a fart for $100?
What a great Absolutely. Idea.
He would be rolling in the green. There's someone else.
That's a good excuse to call him.
I'm looking at all the new people. Here's someone else that just joined.
Does he have enough followers?
Oh, hang on. Let me start that over.
If Methane was on there and he did a demo.
Yeah.
With a big fart.
I would think that'd
be. Hey, everybody. I just want to do a special thank you to Shane. And all of his fans. You guys, I've never gotten such wonderful comments online in my life. So thank you so much.
Mags.
And Shane, you did such a great job with the video. It was funny and touching and you're just awesome. Teresa, you're a goddess. And also Francine and Brian, I hope you guys are still in the
crew.
Brian, first of all, do you know how much fucking Eucora you drank in my
so
house?
So that's Kathy Griffin, who signed up. She's one of the new people. And yet it says, not available.
Why do they?
So
what
why
takes
tell us?
So long?
Now I want to know how much she has.
And it's maybe she has too many. Typically responds
in an hour.
In an hour, yeah. So maybe she just got a million people asking her for it.
I doubt that. It's Kathy Griffin.
I know, but
and she doesn't even fill the whole screen.
I know she's doing it, and
it's really annoying. Mm. Well, it's in letterbox, but it's supposed to be the cameos are all regular vertical.
Yeah,
boy, that's embarrassing that she's doing that.
Ugh.
And then a bunch of other people.
The,
I've
oh, those
never,
are all
these
the
are
new
all the
ones.
Brand new ones, and I don't even know
Jay Cutler as its stupid picture.
No. That's Jay Cutler, the bodybuilder.
Oh, it's a different guy. I had no idea who this was.
This guy's workout.
No days off.
That was it.
All right, four-time Miss Olympia Jay Cutler in the house.
Miss Olympia.
Per request from Cameo. So thank you guys for requesting me, and I'm here to answer your questions, comment, or give you guys a shout out of the motivation that you guys need.
Who wants a fucking
chasing
shout
you
out?
Your fitness goals, lifestyle goals.
Shouldn't Maz be on here?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, does methane?
What, people are so are shout outs. Am I just completely missing the mark on shout outs? Should we just be doing shout outs the whole show?
Yeah, no. Maybe.
Maz was right. Maz was right. But methane,
shout outs and birthdays.
Methane only has 9,500 YouTube subscribers and only like 900 Twitter followers.
What about Instagram? Is he on Instagram?
I'll look.
He probably just got on there. I think methane, he peaked about 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got 413.
Oh, man.
Max keeps running his tongue in and out of his mouth. I'm wondering, did he eat something weird off the floor? Have you noticed that, Jim?
No. Well, he
keeps going in and out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Looks like he got some peanut butter up in there.
Uh-oh.
No.
Wasn't me.
No peanut butter.
He was behind me. I didn't see anything on the ground.
What's up, Mags? What's up? I put some water down there, and he didn't drink it. So.
The gig's done. We've been on, and as you can see in the background there, the next act is just currently finishing off. And
he does post to Instagram.
We're going to have something at the restaurant now. But so
I figured it'd be more fun.
Restaurant. It is late.
Well,
so.
Hit follow.
We all need to follow him and retweet him, at least get him with our audience.
Can't he just accept Cameo and instead of losing 25%, just accept payments on his own site and then just put it out on Instagram?
Cameo might sue him.
Why?
No, I'm kidding.
Why not? I'm
Cameo
surprised.
With a K.
Does Cameo own shout-outs now, by the way?
I'm surprised.
They're going to come after Maz.
That's what's funny. All these money-grubbing celebrities, why don't they just do it themselves?
Because they can go to they get more exposure on Cameo with all these idiots going.
Then they're also Instagramming or sending out the message that, hey, I'm on Cameo.
They're too busy on Instagram.
I don't know. I'm surprised someone else hasn't.
Hold on. Heads up.
He stopped right before.
Oh, what a tease.
Yeah.
What an asshole. No pun intended.
Have you noticed anyone on Cameo, by the way, with hundreds of cameos? Anybody who's, because they put them all up
well,
there.
Remember we were looking at that one day, that guy had a bunch of,
yeah.
Get on the end of this.
That was a good one.
Does he do that? I picture two little hands in there clapping.
Was he messing with us when he was struggling to fart that day?
I don't think so.
I kind of didn't think it wasn't
real,
either.
Man.
That was really weird. I've never, ever seen him struggle to fart.
No.
Ever. What's he?
Oh, feel the inner karma. Hello, everybody.
Inner karma.
It's Mystic Methane here saying, when you've got to go, you've got to go. Feel the inner karma.
The blowouts in the middle of the songs are so damn funny. I wish I had the audio of when we sang I Just Called to Say I Love You with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Left all the blanks in the song, and Trudy and I were singing along because Mike was ill and left the studio. And it was such an adorable little song with the, and he had a lot of blowouts in the blanks.
Ugh, the blowouts are the best.
Is this new? Is that new?
Look at
that was last year.
Yeah.
He posted that last year.
Oh, man, what a great talent he is.
It's cute, Bentley.
Next to that.
Methane reminded me of England, so might as well just start there in a second. I'll get through the break. the president getting welcomed all over Europe. I mean, he is just having a great time over there.
He is welcome.
Love him
Scotland.
Dearly.
That's well, right.
With $5 million of security, which the public, I guess, over there is very upset about, which kind of cracked me up because I'm just thinking about the people we protect over here and this whole, well, again, let me see. Our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford and DealsInAD.com are excited to announce the first ever Take Maz to the Top Listener contest. I think Maz is a little pissed about that guy that bought a car on Saturday, by the way. The rules are simple because there's only one. That was his rival that sold the car to our listener. We have to help Maz. Of course, our advertiser is Zot. They pay the money, not Maz. Help Maz win Salesperson of the Month in July at Zot Ford. That means Maz needs all of you listeners to buy or lease a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from Zot Ford this month if, and that's a big if, Maz wins Salesperson of the Month in July. And he's off to a good start, by the way. We will draw one lucky listener.
He can take a week off.
No, I think they're making him work full-time this month.
Oh. because of this.
Yeah, because the contest. They want to get somebody in the studio.
Although it'd be kind of exciting if he just had this massive lead, and then he starts, you know, kind of sitting on his lead.
Yeah, sending more pictures of Satellite when there's a Beatles song that he likes. And going to a lot of softball games for his kids.
And everybody else is gaining on him, and then he has to go back in and sell five.
Well, he loves that end-of-the-month pressure. He seems to thrive on it.
Yeah, Tom loves
tries
pressure.
To make you do extra reads for him.
I'd say
comes a plug fest when he's on Tuesday.
We could read no reads for Zot for the next 2 weeks, and we'd be almost even with all Maz's commentary. Next 2 months, more like. Anyway, they'll get to be live in the DealsInAD.com studio during a Drew and Mike podcast if he is the Salesperson of the Month, and if you drive out of there with new wheels, lease or buy, or used, whatever, new, pre-owned, anything, you'll be in the hat. So if he wins, I would imagine he'll sell 20 cars, 22, something like that. We'll see. We'll have to keep. I think we need to get. What's the accounting firm they use for the Oscars?
Deloitte and Touche.
Deloitte and Touche. We might have to get them involved in this contest. I don't want anybody in the studio that doesn't. If Maz doesn't earn it, so the pressure's on Maz. Friends, there is no more coveted prize than being in this studio to hang with us and witness the show in person. Stop delaying and dilly-dallying. Go see Maz. Help him be victorious. Don't go on Saturday, by the way, unless you contact him. And by the way, we may have to contact him 4 times so that he knows, because he doesn't seem to check his email. And earn a chance to win this ridiculous prize. So there.
If I were him, I'd go in just for this month every Saturday, maybe.
Well, could he work one Saturday a month regularly, like the first Saturday?
Well, he's got some.
It just seems like it'd be more convenient for him.
He's got someone trying to help him, you know, pushing him on. And
I don't know what to do about this. Of course, Luke Nowacki. Wait, did we get a new Luke copy?
I did not receive new Luke copy.
Did I send you something from
Dodge?
Yeah.
I got that one.
You got that one?
Mm-hmm. I printed that one out. That one's in there.
I could have sworn. Oh, boy. Show meeting.
Another one.
There's only a way to print.
I know. Luke Nowacki. Updated copy. Let's see. Things are good. Oh, no. That's what's the copy?
Wait! Wait, can't read it yet.
Where is the new copy, Luke?
Fuck it.
Maybe he's just asking if there should be new copy.
Slow down. Slow down.
You want to text him and we'll wait for his reply?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll just sit here and wait. How about if I just tell you about Grow Green? If you're a grower and we're talking about caregivers, God, did you see the story about pot today in the paper?
No.
Oh, my God. They're taking in $1.5 billion in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
$1.5 billion.
And that's a state surrounded by other states that don't have it, which is what we would be, except for Canada.
The amount of money I think the state is getting is about $300 million a year.
It's a no-brainer.
And we're double the population.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
So we're talking about eventually maybe $1 billion a year. It's
phenomenal.
Quite a chunk of change.
And maybe we can fix the damn roads.
And maybe the sewage problems, the basements, I know. Who am I kidding? Anyway.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Whoa, calm down, lady.
I laughed out loud, too. Somebody, I guess they're starting a new trend of button breakfasts. Instead of button breakfasts, they're button
let's
breakfasts.
Let's do that here.
It's a little wake and bake.
You don't have to have a bed, but you got buns.
That's not like a Jax type thing, is it?
San Francisco, no, SF
in
Jax,
bed with
no.
your bud?
No,
is that what you're
saying? Probably do that, too.
No, it's for buds. You can party all you want at the Bud and Breakfast. With most hydro stores across the state scaling back or closing altogether, One store is growing and expanding, Grow Green MI, because Grow Green MI buys in bulk and passes the savings on to you, the grower. Whether you're a large-scale commercial grower or hobbyist, the staff at Grow Green will give you the knowledge and products to make your grow room produce bigger, tastier, more plentiful crops. You got 75,000 square feet of space at Grow Green, and they've got what you need at the best prices, period. Insane deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, gallon of Bud Candy for $70, the world-famous 1,000-watt Hortalux bulbs for only $65. They also clean, service, rent, and sell trimmers from all the top brands. They've got Twister, Triminator, Green Bros. Stop trimming by hand, save time, save money, and keep your spot in the down low. Shop online at growgreenmi.com, where your order will ship for free in a matter of hours in a totally discreet package. Grow Green MI, the world's largest hydro store on M36 on Woodmore Lake. And look,
smoke
with the
weed every day.
What was that?
That's from Dre. Song, yeah.
Cool.
Nate Dogg.
No time like the present. Review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. While it may take a lifestyle change like cutting back an arm pizza or mac and cheese with dot, 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 saving a little extra now for retirement can have big results. Ask Mrs. Bentley. She's been paying that cell phone bill for all those years. No. Think of all the money that could have racked up with interest and compounding. You don't want to look back years from now and wish that time travel speed was possible. Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Get started on the path to retirement. Securities Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 40034, 248-663-4700. I know a new father who just went in there. Maybe Brandon will get in there someday. And Luke was trying to help out him with his retirement plans, and I think he's 30 years old. Just had a little girl. Well, it seemed like everybody's having little girls, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At best.
They really are. Boys, you saw Reese. You don't want a boy.
Oh, my God.
Maybe when he's older, he'll be, and Brent will be the pain. When
that was intense. Yeah, I was ready to quit podcasting after that.
Me too. That first hour just went right there. I barely paid attention. I kept looking at him. He was driving me nuts.
I mean, he just goes. He goes, man.
That's him.
Goes and goes and goes.
He got his cast off.
I don't know, he did?
Was, yeah, so he's... Aww.
When you see a three-year-old boy with a cast, it's like, oh, my God, this kid, holy shit.
You should see the other guy.
He's already cut his head pretty good. Almost needed staples.
How old is this kid?
When he was sneaking up the stairs one step at a time, he just has a look on his face like, come and get me. That's
what he knew. And then as soon as I go, he goes faster.
Yeah, I've got big plans upstairs. So, yeah, Trump was in Europe being loved by everyone and making friends at every meeting he had. And then today they were talking about... They were talking about... The snub from Charles and William.
Dude.
And I know, oh!
You see the picture with him and the queen and Melania?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's the weirdest picture.
It's so funny.
It's just
hilarious.
Plain weird.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
But, you know, as silly as it is, he breached protocol. He shook hands with the queen.
Oh, he should have hugged her.
I know, he should have hugged her like the big black lady. I was like, you know what? Fuck the queen.
Well, good
he
for
fucking
him.
Fucking shook hands with her. Big deal. I mean, really.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Do you feel you should curtsy for the queen if
no.
you're not the queen?
Nope.
If I feel the queen is lucky to meet me. I don't want to meet the fucking you're queen.
Right.
She's a bore.
She's been
sponging
a drunk,
off
though.
The world. Her family's been sponging off the world for how long? Why?
Or she's the mascot.
There's only one of you as well, so you're just
exactly.
as important.
A lot of us came from the European Union, different countries, right?
As far as William, because William came through Diana's pussy,
yeah,
that's a big deal to meet him. And Charles, because
that may be the biggest reason to meet him.
Really?
Seriously?
I mean, really?
Really? That's
the only
reason.
Diana's
pussy. That's about as simple as you can break it down.
So the world has to kiss his ass, and then he fucks somebody else, and because he's in their pussy, we have to kiss her ass, and then people come out of her pussy, and it's like, oh, look at these special people coming out of her. Oh my God! Sorry,
pussy,
so
pussy, pussy. I hear that.
Sorry to be so crass about that, but I don't know how else to put it. And then this whole thing about, oh, he walked in front of her briefly, and then he looked, you could tell he looked like, oh, shit.
Well,
and
she's probably slow as hell.
Why does
she
care?
92.
I'm surprised he cares. Why does he care?
I think he knew he was fucking up when he got in front of her. He looked over the wrong shoulder, and she wasn't back there. He looked over the other
has
shoulder.
Has he ever really cared about protocol? Remember when he shoved that, what was that, with the G24, when he shoved that guy out of the way?
Oh,
from
yeah.
that one country?
Well, I think he...
The Starburst?
He threw the Starburst
at I'm not sure he does care about protocol. In fact, you know what? That's, if there's anything, I think
England.
A lot of people, his people probably like that about him. I think they're probably saying the same thing. Who fucking cares if he shook hands with that bitch?
I wouldn't say I'm one of his people, but I'm okay with him shaking hands with her.
We don't care, yeah.
That's a pretty small, in terms of all the things people are upset about Trump for.
Yeah.
Because I saw a lot of people on Twitter going, did you see? And, oh, really?
Yeah, like,
really? I mean, this too? I mean, you're going to add this to the list? I'd focus on maybe a couple of other things in there before you worry about this. And they were calling it a serious breach of protocol. Not just a breach of protocol, a serious breach of protocol. Now, can they arrest you? I mean, if he had taken a whiz in front of the queen, would that,
just
would that be imprisonment? if he squeezed her ass, would that be considered the
oh,
same
I'm sorry about that.
Type of crime as a rape? Grabbed her pussy? I don't know.
Anyway, by the pussy.
And where was the Trump baby balloon?
It was out.
Was it was out there?
Oh, I didn't see it either.
Uh-huh. Did it ever get near Trump?
I don't know. I don't know where was he at exactly.
Well, he was at Buckingham Palace, wasn't he?
Yeah. How close is that to Westminster? Is that close? Is that nearby?
You know what? The mayor of London approved it, so I think it was over London. So maybe he wasn't in...
Buckingham Palace is in London. I think that's actually fairly close to Parliament.
I don't know what the aerial space rules, laws, whatever they are, but I saw them blowing up the balloon, and it was sitting there. It was moored, and I never saw it in the air. But that balloon is hilarious.
You know, it's activists have raised funds to bring the balloon to New Jersey and go on tour with it.
Go on tour? Yeah,
they can't make another one over here.
I know.
It has to travel across the the ocean.
And they have to raise funds for it. How much does that cost to get a balloon here? Look how it's just orange and it's white.
That's, you know,
it's
I
really
would say
funny. He's got a cell phone in his hand, doesn't he?
They should somehow create an inflatable penis with a Trump head.
His hair kind of looks like a penis. There's the coronal ridge. See it there?
It's not perfect. I don't know if that's as fun as an inflatable penis because I've never seen anyone within 100 yards of an inflatable penis who wasn't laughing. But anyway, he was. He hates the mayor of London, and I think he's really pissed about this balloon thing. I think that bothers him a lot more than
I think so.
Probably lets on. But, he was playing golf, and they spent $5 million on... I don't know how they tally that up so quickly. Did they bill them that day?
They must.
He was playing at his own course, and I guess the White House said
Scotland?
Something about... and they were like... they put out a picture with him and the Queen or whatever, and it's like... And his last... official thing before he leaves the UK, and people are like, Scotland is in the UK. Like, it was just the White House would set that out
right.
Instead of leaving England. He was, I mean, it's a minor thing, but people were like, how do they not know?
Wow, where's that inflatable penis from, Brandon?
You got a Drew Blows inflatable penis somewhere.
Like a bar in Detroit. Oh,
is that recent?
Remember. Yeah, it was from
it's so cute seeing a girl hold it too.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Was that on our Facebook page?
Where's that at?
Ryland sent it in.
By the way, our Facebook page is raging up to 16,000. Can you check the likes on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I think it's like 15,350 or something. It seems like since we boosted those posts, it seems to really pay off.
This one was on Twitter. He had tweeted that they have an annual tradition, so I guess maybe inflatable penises with Drew Blows on them is their tradition. I always remember that one in Comerica Park.
Oh, the one at the Michigan game was amazing. That thing stayed up for a long time. You could see it on the kickoff. If you went back and watched it, you could see that thing popping around the crowd during the kickoff return.
15,415 likes, too. 15,415.
Whatever you do is going on Facebook.
Well, like us away and rate us and like us on... like us on iTunes, or rate us on iTunes, I should say. And by the way, Monday is Amazon Prime Day. So
that's right.
Join Amazon Prime through our portal, and we get a little extra credit. I still maintain, if everyone bought their Amazon crap through our portal, we would never need anything. We could just stop having any other sources of revenue. Why do you think about how much people spend on Amazon?
I know some people say it doesn't work, but they're probably browsing privately. So you have to be using a regular browser.
I get those. It seems like there's one every few days somebody's struggling with that. But Verlander's just about to lose to the Tigers.
I don't know. It's 6-3.
Was that eighth inning?
Ninth, bottom of the ninth, two outs.
He's going to lose.
He's having struck a baby, too.
11 guys in the first five innings and gave up four home runs. He just was serving up gopher balls. But boy, I tell you what, his fastball looks really good. Anyway.
So he's worried about how he's going to make ends meet when the new baby's here.
Yes, the new baby on the way. And I was reading about how Tommy Hilfiger wants to have
gross
Kate modeling through the pregnancy. Mm. Is that some freak get-off thing with pregnant
yeah,
chicks?
It is.
Is he opening a maternity line?
I don't know.
How's he going
to
do that?
I just assumed it was something where guys jerk off to pregnant chicks.
He almost needs a maternity for the start of a pregnancy. Already. Just big enough.
Yeah, how big are those tits going to get?
That baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
Somebody's reporting it was Verlander's second child. Does he have another child?
Oh, really? I don't know.
I didn't think so.
I mean, he left basically an army on her back. That one picture?
That's true.
There's some that didn't make it.
Christ.
On her.
Those poor unborn children.
There's something on her stomach and legs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Lake Upton on her back.
You know, everybody saw her Instagram, that picture. Did you see what his Instagram was, the video he put out?
I saw she gave me the best mom and all that stuff. By the way,
we got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
That's what he said.
I feel like I'm getting so repetitious about this stuff, but when I read his post, because this is part of the story, was Justin Verlander posted, Kate, I love you so much, and you're going to be the best mom ever. And it was this real personal. I'm like, why not just tell her that?
Of course.
Yeah. Why on Instagram or Twitter or whatever the fuck it is?
No idea.
Why? I don't want to read it. I don't want to hear it. I'm embarrassed by it.
People do that all the time.
Yeah, and they do it on Facebook. It makes me feel bad when it's my wife's birthday or we have an anniversary, and I don't write that stuff.
Would your wife be watching notifications to see
it? No, not at all.
Okay, so what's the fucking point?
What's funny
but it makes me feel like I don't give a shit.
When Julie sees other people doing it, she goes, that's bullshit.
Okay,
she
good.
Doesn't believe it, so she knows if I were to say it,
I think most people
it.
Feel that way, but what? It just doesn't count until everyone sees it, even if the person doesn't see it?
I guess mom do knows best.
Ugh. Anyway, you know, just wrapping up on Britain, Thomas Markle, Meghan Markle's father, is becoming a huge headache.
They cut him off. He's cut off.
No,
he's very sad.
What was the final straw there? Was it
the interview he did that he got paid for with Piers? That's when he got cut off.
Not the fake fake shopping for clothes and the fake working out. Not that one.
No. It's like 3 weeks ago when he gave that interview.
Okay, because
hilarious.
Now he is asking
the interview where I can't hear. He just kept saying that. He goes, I couldn't hear that.
No, it was embarrassing. He now is saying that he may die soon, and Meghan needs to get in touch with him, and he's not hearing from her. And then he went on to say that he can see the terrible pain in his daughter's eyes having a terrible time transitioning from regular person to this, you know, this public.
What is he talking about? She's already got a British accent. She's doing great.
I seem pretty pumped to me. I don't.
I wish I had a father.
Is he just trying to guilt her into?
Yes. Yeah, obviously.
And, yeah, nice dad. What an ass.
I think he gets off. England.
I think he gets off on the attention. I mean, he says one word and it's world
news.
The
most money he's made lately is because he knocked some chick up and she married. Well, going with your pussy argument.
Yeah, pretty much.
Took his dick and some pussy. That's why we know who he is.
Meanwhile, today the World Cup ended. Thank God it's finally over.
What a phenomenal game. What a phenomenal World Cup.
After six goals in the final, I don't think there'll be any goals all next year in soccer. That's the allotment for the next 2 years, probably.
And there should have been more goals, too.
Yeah, it was a great game.
It had everything.
Yeah. Lightning. It had lightning strike, and they don't stop the game. Soccer stops for nothing. No rain, not like other sports. They just keep playing.
The clock keeps running, though.
Exactly.
All the time.
You can never
stop. You don't know
stop
how
it.
Long it is. You never know how long the game is.
I know.
Ever.
They must be on a very tight schedule.
Yeah, they always start exactly on time.
They always do.
You only have to add like 30 minutes to your DVR.
Wait, what sport doesn't start on time?
No, they start at like,
start
Tigers start at 7:09 or 7:07 or something.
You know,
weird.
When it's 11 and o'clock, they kick off at 11
Would you rather
o'clock.
See a real shitty game that started exactly on time or a really good game that was 2 minutes late?
I enjoy watching the good game that's right on time.
Yeah.
Too boring.
They're not mutually exclusive. They had people on the field. Pussy Riot ran on the field, which totally embarrasses Putin.
By the way, couldn't not they get so faster people to run around so they can get away for a while? I mean, they were so easy to catch.
And the pool, the pool camera showed it, too. Which, they finally pulled away. They did, but it took them a while.
My favorite time people ever ran on the field was a Cubs game when Harry Carey was doing the game. He's like, and some jerks are on the field now, running around. The fans, of course, hate the stoppage of play. You can hear the fans cheering wildly.
Going and nuts.
And we're not going to give them any attention because that's exactly what they want. And the camera's on these guys as they're eluding all these people and high-fiving outfielders. Yes. And oh, man.
Oh, Pussy Riot, one of the girls gave a high-five to one of the French players.
Yeah, Mbappe.
Yeah. It was Mbappe?
Mbappe, yeah.
Hey, did you know one of the defenders for France is nailing Pam Anderson?
It's not Pavard. Who is it?
No, he doesn't play. Like 19. He's an old.
He's on the team.
He just dated someone else too. Yeah. Some other weird.
I thought Pam Anderson was getting plowed by Julian Assange.
Yeah, but he can never go out.
Yeah, she can't.
She can't be seen.
Can't get it enough. I don't think so. She needs the soccer player on the side. But he's 32. She's 50, she's 51, I think.
He can do better. You see a lot of their girlfriends and they're better than football players, basketball players.
They baseball. Do pretty well.
They do very well.
They do very well.
Goodbye,
Hef. Who's that by Hef?
I know you. Yeah.
So stupid. Oh, can he hear you? I didn't realize people could hear you if you whispered to him when they're dead.
It makes it through the atmosphere a little quicker. It makes its way to heaven.
That may be the. I don't know. I hate being alive when something that dumb happens.
When is she going to be on Cameo?
Oh, she's not on Cameo? Are you positive?
I haven't seen her.
Can you check, please? I think it's worth
it. Tommy won't let her on.
Did you see any of the post? You didn't see any of the post World Cup. Why am I asking you? But Putin was, you know, was pouring rain. Like right as soon as the game ended, it just started a downpour.
I saw the celebration.
You did see the celebration. Okay.
A little bit.
Did you see Putin in the celebration?
I did not.
Everyone's just getting soaked because of the downpour. Putin's the only guy that has this giant fucking umbrella that someone else is holding for.
Yeah, of course.
An umbrella holder.
That's the sign of success, having an umbrella holder.
It really is all about him. It's hilarious.
This is kind of funny. It seems like it'd be almost a pain in the ass not to be holding your own umbrella because the people have to run around. But that's their problem.
And why was he up there? Russia wasn't in the final. Didn't normally have the president.
It's Putin. He wants to. That's what he wants.
With Trump, Trump probably would be out there too.
So I'm sure, will Trump get a big welcome in Russia also?
They're not going. Are they going to Russia? Where are they? Estonia? Where are they meeting?
Oh, that's right. You're right. In Helsinki.
Helsinki.
Finland, right? Yeah, Helsinki.
He'll get a big welcome there, I'm sure. People are growing massive amounts of hair thanks to the Helsinki formula.
It was developed.
One of the great discoveries of our time. Maybe that's why Trump's going over there.
Load up on the Helsinki formula.
That was the Robert Vaughn infomercial, wasn't it?
It's a private trip.
I'm sure 10 people know what I'm talking about. When infomercials first started, there was one, Robert Vaughn, who was Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is a show well before your time.
I know that name.
It was a big show. Ilya Kuryakin was the villain. It was David McCallum. And I know Clark used to watch it like crazy. But anyway, Robert Vaughn, he looked like a news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And he did
the
story. And
lost my hair, I went nuts.
It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me, probably.
And Robert Vaughn discovers. The Helsinki formula.
They treat this thing like it's breaking news, like he's at a news desk and the reporters calling in with reports.
Oh my gosh.
On my latest Robert Vaughn Discovers program, we examined a revolutionary
as a news anchor.
There's no program called the Robert Vaughn Discovers.
Yeah, he's sitting behind a desk.
Can you rejuvenate hair growth?
He was the bad guy in baseball.
Doctors from around the world who have experienced results.
Was he?
I know.
Yeah.
Basically,
Dr. Annick Pons. She's the one that found it.
Good results.
Yes, it's a very good result.
Definitely recommended to anyone
not a doctor.
Who would like to see hair grow. The manufacturer of the Helsinki formula answered our question.
They go into the audience too. There's a live audience, and there are people there who've used it who have these monkey hairlines, starting just above their eyebrows. I was very doubtful, but I've had incredible results.
Did you ever see the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? They did a movie a couple years ago.
I didn't see that, no.
I kind of liked it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was like the Kingsmen. Did you see that, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So similar to that. Yeah. So it's a CIA and a KGB guy, I think, or someone. I don't know.
Hey, Brian, will you text Boltman that we're going to call him in a minute?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, cool.
He's standing by.
Yeah, this is the breaking news of all breaking news. Beyond the World Cup, or Djokovic winning Wimbledon, or Verlander giving up 4 home runs today. Or Trump being in the UK, anything. Boltman, who You know, we've taken pride in covering mascots and superfans, I think, harder than anyone, than any show out there.
How's Tiger Suit Guy doing? Do we even know?
Wow, great question.
That's Joey's best friend.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tiger Suit Guy in a long time.
Well, he's in Kansas City. And did he give up the game? Nobody watches Kansas City games.
Well, he does, yeah, a lot of Kansas City. He's
the Kansas City Santa.
That's what it is. He's a Santa Claus when it comes to the Royals.
A lot of people feel he's uncomfortable in his own skin, but that's the reason that he does these things. I don't know. Those are just some of the theories floating out there.
His two favorite baseball teams suck, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Boltman has been the Chargers' mascot since 1996, and we first met Boltman when he tried to go to an L.A. Chargers game.
No, that's the second time we originally met him. Didn't he go in front of city council in San Diego as Boltman?
Yes, oh he did. That's right. But he had trouble.
Of course he did, because he's Boltman.
He was going into the Chargers game in Los Angeles, and they wanted him to take his head off, I believe. Wasn't that what it was? Or he had something they didn't like? And he was like, "You don't understand, I'm Boltman." And he's getting animatedly mad with his hat, with his head on, this Bolt head on. It was really funny.
Forget the hat, put a bag over it, and do your business.
He's been Boltman since 1996. He is.
He's redefining Boltman because he's bolting.
Yeah, he's bolting. He's hanging up his lightning bolt. But he is offering the chance for someone else to take over as Boltman. He's got eBay bidding going on.
Gosh.
And he apparently had a fan vote on the Facebook page to get the blessing to pass this along. He's giving half the money to charity. The bids are up to $5,400 last I heard. Have
now,
you checked
do
lately?
We, I'm looking at it right now, 30 grand?
Oh, somebody's up to 30 grand what? Now?
You know, it'd be great if just 100 so different people get the outfit and go as it. Well, and they didn't have his blessing.
That was my first question to Drew was, do you get all his costumes? Because we found out there's multiple Boltman.
Well, that's why we need to talk to Boltman. I'm concerned about his legacy, too, the idea of passing it on to someone else. It's kind of like having a new lead singer in a famous band. I mean,
and you don't
want to
follow
Gary Cherone takes over?
Exactly. You don't want to follow that. It's David Lee Roth taking over for Stern.
It could dilute the original brand.
Yep. He'll come out of retirement in a couple of years, you think?
I don't know. He says he doesn't have the energy for it, which I find hard to believe.
He's going to hang on to at least one outfit.
Yeah. No, the Bolt will come calling.
This auction is one of a kind. If you're a super fan of the Chargers, just the Chargers, not Los Angeles or San Diego, the Chargers, this is an iconic costume suit that you must include in your collection. Or maybe you'd like to continue the legacy of Boltman in Los Angeles on Charger Game Day.
Oh!
Jeez.
We open the Hall Financial Hotline, Brandon, while I remind people.
Oh, you get all the full intellectual property rights of the Boltman character, including the federal trademark name and character copyrights for merchandising.
Ooh, I wonder how the merchandising went. There's no better gift than great eyesight to see small print as well as everything beyond with crisp detail, like Boltman. I mean, there's so much detail on Boltman's uniform. This week alone, 40 to 50 Detroiters will have Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's premier eye surgeon, provide them with 20/20 vision or better. Their lives will be free of glasses, contacts, reading glasses. No need to settle for the old technologies, the scratched glasses, the contacts, putting them in your eye, taking them out of your eye. It's why Dr. Yaldo's team with WDIV for the See Michigan More Clearly contest on Click on Detroit. Check it out. Sign up for free LASIK and a trip to Arcadia Bluffs. Boy, that'd be nice. Have the good vision once you get to Arcadia Bluffs. Hey. At the same time, call Dr. Yaldo. Get a free evaluation. Maybe it's custom LASIK, maybe monovision if you have reading issues, or if you're my age. He might suggest the Rolls-Royce treatment, multifocal lens implants. We don't recommend anyone but the best. It's what we stand for with our sponsors and listeners. Dr. Yaldo will give you the exclusive Drew and Mike discount as well. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And thank God the Hall Financial Hotline is open. And you've all been introduced to David Hall many times, one of our best supporters over the years. That many people are interested in the golf, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
God, we have some good golfers in our audience, or some good bullshitters, one or the other. They've always supported us. We will have somebody on the course at the Hall Financial Classic on July 30th at TPC. And then again, if you're buying a home, considering a refi, or you want to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. Just click the logo for Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. No obligation to have your questions answered by David or his team. But if you want some numbers crunched, they would love to do it for you. Click the link for Hall Financial, just for you guys, or call 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click: home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down, Dave and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. And Boltman.
Go for here. Wait till I tell everyone about this. You stink.
Last time we called him, I could swear I heard a lightning bolt almost every time he said something. It was so weird.
It's part of being Boltman.
That's how he talks.
I saw his name was used in the story, which was very disappointing.
What? His real name?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That told me he's done. $30,000 that thing's up to, huh? You think that's a fake bid?
No, probably not.
Is this Boltman?
This is Boltman.
Wow.
I didn't hear the lightning bolt, so I wasn't sure.
Is this Drew and Mike?
Of course.
How's it going, guys?
It's going very well. We have covered the Boltman story probably more extensively than almost anyone outside of California. I love the mascot. You know, I haven't seen you in action that much, but every time I see it, I go, oh, my God, that's the coolest mascot out there, especially the head.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, you are bidding or taking bids to take over Boltman, the whole thing. Now, I thought we saw a bid at $30,000. Is that possible?
No way.
It went from 5 minutes ago, it was at 20, and then it just jumped up to 30.
Uh-oh.
And we have like 7,184 views, 284 watchers, and looks like I can't even know. I don't know how many buyers or bidders.
What charity are you donating all the proceeds to the Boltman auction to?
Rady's Children's Hospital here in San Diego.
Oh, I actually thought you were keeping it.
Yeah,
I was shocked. I'm shocked by that answer.
50% of the proceeds are going to charity. I know. 50%. Yeah. Well, he deserves some money for all his work as Boltman. I mean, plus he's got to get a real job now because he's not going to be Boltman.
Yeah, that's the other side. I got to find a real job now. Children's Hospital in San Diego has always done so much. My daughter had surgery there years ago. So there's so many charities to pick from. You know, there's Father Joe's. There's so many, but I went with Children's, and so here we are.
And it has always been my go-to charity.
Now, as part of the deal, I thought the Boltman head was so cool. Do they have to keep the design of the current Boltman? I mean, I think that should be part of it, is that the intellectual Boltman itself cannot be altered in some way that you don't approve of.
Well, here's the thing. In the auction, they're buying the original uniform that's depicted in the auction. They are also getting the federal trademark to the name Boltman. Mm-hmm. So that's a federal registration, and they're also getting the copyrights to the character. So whoever the winning bidder is can really almost do what they want with it. I mean, whether they want to merchandise, advertise, or just go to the game and be Boltman, I have no say. So I will lose all control at that point once the buyer takes over.
Are you saying you could not come out of retirement? If you saw Boltman was doing a lame job, you couldn't just reemerge as Boltman 2 or something?
No. Here's the thing, guys. I've been doing it for over 2 decades. I'm just too old. It takes a real physical test to get out there, and it takes a toll on your body. But, not only the physical part of it, it's the heat. In California, like right now, we're at 92, right?
Are you okay?
And August, September, and October, bam, you know, it's hot. And you're in this thing for 5 hours.
What's the most weight you've ever lost in a game? Because I heard you lost 11 pounds. Somebody reported that, I think.
Around 10 pounds. You lose from 9 to 11 pounds.
Do you carb load the night before?
9 to 11.
Yeah. So, you get to the RV, and then you pound a couple beers, some water, and you're right back where you started.
Now, there's 4 other Boltman costumes. I mean, if I have the copyright, I want all 5 costumes.
Well, here's the thing. The other characters are, 3 have the same trademark, and then the other one has a different copyright. So
how do I know you're not going to auction that one off to some Jamoke later?
No, because see, here's what's happening. Whoever buys the Boltman, they're getting that character in that auction. The other ones can never be even if they were sold, they can never be worn in public. They would have, because I would get sued. You can't just have someone just buy the original trademark and then you're out selling the other ones. The other ones could be on display. but they can never be worn in public.
There's no loophole for a return. There's absolutely no loophole for a return. This is like Motley Crue's final tour when they legally said they cannot tour again.
Because I think last time we talked, we really liked the nude one, the one where Boltman's wearing no clothes. Totally nude.
That's right.
Yeah.
This guy.
Well, you'd be surprised of all the... there's some crazy ideas out there what some people want to do with Boltman. I'm not even going to tell you.
Really? Hey, wait a second. So. Have you ever done it with the head on?
Boltman. Of course he has.
Even by yourself.
He's not going to answer that because of course he has.
Masturbatory activities excluded. I mean, we all know you've beaten off with the head on, but have you ever been with another with a woman or man, whatever you're into?
Boltman's into men.
Why is it so funny? I don't know. He's kind of ripped.
Actually, there's someone that was talking about porn. They wanted to do a porn with it, with a Raiderette, and I said, we're not
going to
do that.
Raiderette?
Oh, was that something where you felt that would hurt the image of Boltman in the long run? It wasn't worth
Absolutely.
Now, wait a sec. How much did they offer?
Yeah, what was the offer?
Well, I don't know. They were saying that they were going to bid on it because they wanted to do something like that, and I was saying,
Pornhub.
I wish I knew it. Yeah.
Well, why don't you use one of the other four? The nude one. Use the nude one.
Yeah, just cut a hole in it.
The nude one, it's like, have you seen how the bolt turns into the little thong at the bottom?
Yeah, no.
And it's so cool.
It's his dick.
He's got a smile on his face, and that'll always be good. But, here's the thing. In all seriousness, I'm hoping that I can get him to L.A. That's the key, is to get him out there. Really, the best buyer for this, or the candidate, would be the Chargers, right? I mean, the Los Angeles Chargers have the deep pockets to put, the right person in there with auditionings, opening up auditionings for San Diego fans, since there's a lot of salty fans here in Los Angeles, and just hold a big audition, and that would be great, you know? Then I would feel comfortable because I know that the Chargers, when they're all said and done, they would have the right person to put in the suit.
Have they bid on it?
I don't know. You know, if you Google right now, if you said, who's the mascot for the Los Angeles Chargers, try it. If you did
Cannon
that,
Man? Are we
going to
get
up.
Cannon Man?
No, you can. If you just say who's the mascot for the Los Angeles Chargers, and go to images or Wikipedia, whatever. It's all Boltman. It's turnkey for them. It's really
like
branded
it.
For the Chargers. You know, here's the thing. You know, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you about ownership, because I would have assumed you would have gone to them and had an emotional press conference where you retired, probably cried a little bit. And the owner thanked you, the management thanked you, and so on and so forth. A lot of flashing cameras. And then they announced that they're having auditions. I mean, did you go to them and say, look, I'm thinking about retiring, and they try to talk you out of it, and then you say, no, I am retiring. I mean, did that happen, or was this just something you did separately where you just put this out there?
No, what I did with San Diego fans, it's a real sensitive subject right now. Anything related to L.A., and, you know, long story short, I did a Facebook poll, and my decision was going to be based on what the fans wanted.
It's
now, ultimately,
scientific.
I make the decision, but I wanted to kind of give a little respect for the fans in San Diego. So I let them kind of go ahead with this poll. We end up getting a 56% in favor of retiring it and selling it on eBay, and hopefully the legacy of the iconic character can continue his legacy in L.A.
How many people responded to the poll?
About 1,600, I believe it was.
Small sample
56%.
Size.
56%.
Got to get at least 2,500.
It was a small poll.
Now, what if, like,
so
say,
you, know, you did not talk to ownership about this? Are you saying that there was no conversation with the Chargers themselves?
No, here's the thing. I used to work for the Chargers, and I won't go into it because it's a long story short, but I used to work for the team when I first started, and it just didn't work out.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. We just couldn't come to an
agreement.
No, I
mean, were you Boltman?
Boltman.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you worked in the front
Boltman.
Office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I was Boltman.
Sorry.
And we just couldn't come to an agreement, and we went our separate ways, and I just kept doing it as a fan. Now, you know, it's not to say, you know, that they couldn't acquire it. I mean, you know, I'm willing to sit down and if it doesn't sell, you know, I'm willing to sit down and entertain something with them. But at this point, it's auction time, you know, so they would have to bid.
What about Boltman's legacy, which you have mentioned many times? Do you feel the legacy is tarnished at all by the fact that ownership did not come to some sort of agreement? Because that's what some people are saying. The legacy is
Here's the problem.
In danger.
Here's the problem. Here's the thing. People in San Diego know my situation with Dean Spanos. We've just had a salty relationship.
He's an ass.
It was rocky. Well, you know, I'm not going to go
say,
there.
I'll say it for you. He's kind of a dick.
Okay. Yeah.
There should have been a press conference.
Person. Yeah, he's a difficult person to do business with. And so, you know, I was willing to settle for the lowest salary in the NFL when I was with the team. I loved it. And I was going to, you know, I had to carry my own insurance and do all my props and all the giveaways. I was willing to do it for the lowest paid salary. They wouldn't even offer me that. So wow. I said, look, it. Then you know what? This isn't going to work out. I got a family back then. My kids were young. And I said, I can't raise a family with this kind of – I'll go in the red every year. So I would just rather stay home and go broke than to do this. So
now I'm
anyway, so –
What's the insurance for? Is that for if there's a medical because of the heat inside the costume? If there's a medical issue?
No, actually, I was almost sued my first year. The Chargers wanted me to hold a $2 million liability and hold them as the insured. So then, in case someone sues me, I'm an independent contractor. I would be covered. And if it absorbs the $2 million, then they would cover the rest. So I was sued or was tempted to be sued. And it's a good thing I had a coverage, but wow. Come to find out, the person it was a fraud, and the case was dismissed. But yeah, the Chargers didn't want me in the stadium without being fully insured.
Was that for what was that for? For humping a fan or something?
No, I stepped on a fan.
Oh, you stepped on a fan?
On her toe, and she claimed that she pulled her neck.
Oh, what a baby!
Yeah. Well, so that's why you got to be
not
careful.
A fan.
Here's the thing, guys. Drew, Mike, pussy. People are like, damn, why don't you just pass it over to send another fan? They don't understand that the liabilities are huge. You know, the person does something stupid and gets me sued, or the person in the suit collapses and has a, you know, heat stroke, and then I'm liable. Or the person outside of the suit does something criminal, and then he claims to be Boltman. So there's so many things. And then what if I spend all these hours training someone, and then later on they're holding their hand out saying, you know what, I want to get paid for this. It just never ends. It's one thing after another. You have to dedicate yourself. You can't be drinking the night before. You can't be tailgating
out
there.
Wait a sec. You said you would go and have a few beers in the RV.
After the game.
Oh, after the game.
I don't care. I don't care what you know. If someone had a suit,
in the RV,
what do you
not in the locker room.
No.
You never got to. No. Did you ever drink with any players?
Yeah.
No, there's a telephone booth. There's a telephone booth outside the stadium. They switch out in there.
Huh. Okay.
But, yeah.
Now, regarding training, are there some special chants that Boltman does or crazy dances that come along with if I may buy this costume off of eBay? Will you teach us?
Well, there's some. You'll see if you YouTube. There's a Michael Jackson video.
I don't have the internet.
Michael Jackson. Anyways, yeah.
Where's the YouTube thing? I want to learn the Boltman dance. Is there a YouTube video I can learn that?
Do the Boltman?
Yeah, there's a YouTube video. There you go.
Wow, 325 views.
You would think I'd get more.
Oh, wow, marching in.
After this show, you'll get more thumbs down, I promise you that.
Goose stepping? Why are you goose stepping? Racist?
Look at that.
That's a wedding reception.
All right, who's in that costume for real? Because that's not you, is it?
What do you think? Boltman.
Look at that. That's pretty good, Boltman, I got to say.
That's not him, though.
What?
Is that you? How many other people have been Boltman?
Has anyone besides you worn that uniform ever?
I was training my nephew and my son to take over. This has been going on for a couple years now. Trying to get him to do it, you know, and so it just became really physical. Actually, my nephew's like 30 years old, all ripped, six pack. He couldn't even last a quarter. So it's not easy. You know, these guys think they can just jump in and do it, and he timed out.
Where's
this
at?
In the first quarter.
It's a wedding reception.
But how much did Boltman get paid to show up at this wedding reception?
That reception, that was...
Moonwalk.
$1,200 to show up.
He's moonwalking.
$1,200.
That's more than the DJ made.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was a pretty good. That was a pretty good moonwalk, Boltman.
That was my first and last appearance I ever did. I didn't do appearances. This woman was just persistent, and her husband and everybody there was Charger fans, and I had to be there, and so.
He doesn't have
like I said, I don't do appearances. I just don't have the time for it.
Yeah.
Did you get down like that at the game?
Well, here's the thing. I'm in the stands now. I'm not on the field. When I first was with the Chargers, I was on the field. If you want to see the original Boltman, if you just pull up Boltman and on YouTube, and you'll see the character. It's a big lightning bolt, like a human lightning bolt.
That's the naked one, right?
Yeah, that's the naked one. Yeah, I don't wear that no more. That one's in storage.
What? Storage? Get it out. Call Pornhub.
I know. Well, that's what I'm thinking, you know. Put them all out. Have a big Boatman party.
Some of the other pictures, I noticed that you actually do have other props, and you mentioned props like a lightning bolt on a stick. I don't know if it's supposed to be a sword. Do I get that if I buy the whole outfit in the eBay auction?
No, no. Just the
what?
Just what's
but what
on
if you show up with it? Look at
no,
Boatman.
No, well, I'm done. Look at you will never see a Boatman show up in public. Once this thing transfers, I would never show up in any of the other suits because I would get sued.
No, but why can't I have that foam sword? That's a lightning bolt. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I could throw those in there. I don't care. I mean, oh, okay. Yeah, that's what, fine. I throw those.
Why don't you watch? Bowman's at a hockey game. What's that?
He's wrestling a dummy of the. He's
there's no
around.
One in this game.
I thought there was only one personal appearance in history. This looks like a personal appearance.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? With that character, I know I did a lot because I was with the Chargers. So I went. I was selected to go to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii and represent the Chargers. That character there was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio in 2000.
Well, man,
what is history with that character? What?
Boltman is in the Hall of Fame?
But he's referring to like a separate Boltman, this different outfit. So I'm so confused as to why.
Wait,
there must have been a major falling out.
No, yeah. We that was when I was with the team was with that one. And then when we went our separate ways,
okay, what was
created the other character.
I think that's what I'm missing or what I can't remember. What was the falling out to where you left the team?
Well, because they wanted to acquire the character, purchase it. Didn't want to be held hostage. They said to me, they wanted to own it. Well, when you got 18,000 into something and they offer you 20, it doesn't make sense, especially after doing a whole season. I'm like, no, that doesn't.
Yeah,
well,
no, that's actually, I understand.
Why are
that.
These NFL teams so cheap when it comes to cheerleaders and mascots? They always go so cheap with these people. It's terrible.
You know what? I even gave them, I think it was 10 mascots back then. I gave them, they were $80,000 each. One company, Harrison Erickson,
didn't get paid, Drew.
It didn't do anything for them. They paid 80 grand for a mascot that was unproven and just trying to give them a number. And then, you know, the Philly Fanatic. The owner paid $500 million for that 2 years later after they made it.
Well, I mean, that's the Fanatic.
$500 million?
Yeah, I don't want to say the Fanatic.
Wait, paid $500 million for what?
The Philly Fanatic.
$500,000.
$500,000, okay.
The owner of the $500,000? Fanatic.
Boltman, have you consulted with the chicken about hanging up your outfit?
No, I did a couple gigs with Ted. He's a good guy.
Ted, wait, who's Ted?
Yeah, Ted.
What
the
hell's Ted?
He's a chicken. No. You don't notice.
You just gave out his full name.
Well, he knows who everybody knows who Ted is.
No. What you're going to do is tell us your full name.
I feel like the fourth wall has just been destroyed.
Yeah.
We can stay in character.
Ted, why are you at?
Boltman. We can stay in character.
Now we just know it's Ted the chicken.
The chicken, he made a ton of money as the chicken, didn't he?
Yeah, he was great.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's I think he's done now. He was out there doing it. He started in like 76 and he just retired not too long ago.
He was really good. Who is the next highest paid mascot of all time after
I think it's up there with the Kansas City Chief. I forget what they call the mascot.
I don't know who the hell that is.
It's just a wolf. And then there's the Philly Fanatic. He's probably the most popular right now.
What about Paws, the tiger mascot? Is Paws highly compensated?
It's got to be Mr.
Matt. Mr.
Matt.
I don't know. I don't know these guys' salaries, but I know the Philly Fanatic's out there. The owner, when he purchased the Philly, the reason and it was a good move for him financially because they were making millions of dollars in merchandise alone. So he was happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. regret as he was on Forbes magazine that he didn't want to pay like $1,300 for the copyright.
What?
When the original people. Yeah. So he passed on the copyright to save $1,300 and then 2 years later he paid $500,000.
What a cheap ass. What about Mr. Met? Is Mr. Met highly compensated?
You know, I think it depends if it's the same guy and they've been around. You know, they got to be making at least over 80. I can't imagine someone like that making under 80,000. A lot of these mascots in the NFL, they're averaging around anywhere from 50 to over 100, but they split the appearances with the team. So
it's kind
of a motivational thing, you know. Yeah. And you go do an appearance for $400, you split it.
Did you ever have cross?
And they do about 300 a year.
But they split it with the team. Why is the team trying to make out on the mascot? Give me a break.
Did you ever meet
it's an incentive. It's an incentive for the you know, whoever's managing the character to go out and push it.
Did you ever
be around Image? This is what's good about the Chargers is that, you know, they're in an area that they really don't have a fan base. They got to start young, right?
Kissing the Chargers' ass.
I know it just seems cheap to me.
Have you ever met?
They make enough. Whether an NFL team, they make money before they play one game, and they can't let a mascot keep his $400 for an appearance.
Jeez.
Have you ever met Iceberg, the Pittsburgh Penguins mascot, the penguin who was in that Steven Seagal movie?
No.
Oh. How about the gorilla, the Phoenix gorilla, the Dunkin' gorilla?
Oh, the gorilla was great.
Awesome.
No, they do have these Benny big the events Bull? Where they have all these mascots, but I the only time go? I met other mascots was at the Pro Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, if the Pro Bowl was the only time.
Wait, so you were the Pro Bowl mascot, or were you actually the Chargers representative because the player couldn't play or something?
No. Okay, so when players are chosen to go to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl,
right.
They select mascots to represent their teams. And there was only like 8 of them that were selected, and Boltman was selected, what was it, 97. So I, as Boltman, was selected and went to the Pro Bowl. Had a great time.
I like it better when you refer to Boltman like he's someone else. Boltman.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Look, whatever we end up in, if I can hit my reserve number, you know, Children's Hospital will benefit from it. I didn't say this with the other medias here in San Diego, but you guys are
this
in
is exclusive.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exclusive. Okay, even if I hit my number, guys, I'm going to lose after I give half of it, you know, and donate it, which is to a good cause, and then after taxes, I will literally lose around 80% of what I have invested. So this isn't
just
any money.
Just get the donation.
I already know
keep
that
it all.
I had my fun. You know, if anybody wants to audit me and say, "Oh, he didn't put that much money in," I could prove what I paid for all my characters, all my insurance, and everything. You know, it's so it is what it is.
Is your reserve more or less than the last time you tried auctioning it off 8 years ago?
That's a good one.
Because then your reserve price was $75,000 in 2010. So I got to believe with inflation, it's probably $100,000 for the reserve price.
Well, here's the thing, guys. The last time I did that, I didn't know anything about eBay, and I had a friend do it. And, you know, the intellectual property rights weren't included. So it was basically buy Boltman.
Just answer the question, Boltman.
Okay, what was the question again? Is the reserve... Oh, is my reserve? Let's just say it's in that area. It's in that range.
Oh,
so this might not
being Boltman. The business part is very complicated. I just thought you were a mascot. I just went out there, and went crazy on Sundays. But God, the business part's insane.
If the reserve,
call Forbes magazine to understand it.
If the reserve isn't met, that Children's Hospital gets nothing.
No, but we're hoping. We're hoping that we can get. You know, what'd be great is. You know, there's
nice
a lot of
teasing,
big corporations,
man.
Especially in Los Angeles. You know, there's like 25 Fortune 500 companies. Los Angeles is huge. If we can get a corporate business to purchase it, donate it to the team, maybe, that would be huge. And then, you know, Children's gets their part. Maybe the Chargers take Boltman if it was given to them. You know, I don't know. Maybe if they don't have to pay a dime for it.
What if the Tampa
Bay... But here's the thing, guys. Whoever buys it and the Chargers don't... you know, it would question why someone just couldn't go to L.A. and then just market Boltman as the character and merchandise it and advertise it. I mean, it can be a cash cow if whoever buys it knows what they're doing. E-commerce, marketing, if they know what they're doing, they can make some money on it. I don't have the deep pockets to do that.
Boltman, I noticed in that video you were beating up like a Raiders mascot. What if the Raiders bought Boltman and just anally raped him before games? Would you be cool with that, or is there some kind of vetting process? What if they just degrade Boltman?
That has come up a lot, and the Rams.
How common
of
me.
The anal rapist thing is
unpopular. Exactly.
Really? People said anally raped?
Yeah. That was the example of choice.
In the middle of the field. No, what? Okay, how about this? What if the Chargers bought Boltman, and then at the game, he went out during the national anthem and kneeled?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
That wouldn't probably sit well with a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, would it sit well with Boltman?
Boltman
and then he was anally raped after the anthem.
Ooh. Anal of Kostiak.
But then people would think
they paid you $500,000.
They think it was to you, not to charity.
Well, that's no. It's
in Bitcoin, so you don't have to claim any of it.
Whatever happens now, you know, Rady's Children's Hospital will definitely get half of it. Actually, they would really like. What they would want me to do is the idea here is if it does sell, we deliver the check as Boltman with the buyer, and then we go visit the kids and Have a good time. Good luck.
Now, what if the Tampa Bay Lightning bought Boltman? Are you cool with that? We hand deliver it all the way to Tampa?
They have to change the colors.
Okay, well, what if it's the, I had a backup because I knew it was coming. What if it's the Minnesota Lightning who have the same colors? They're the American women's soccer team.
Whoa.
Are you cool with them using it? Even the nude one?
Yeah, they bid $500.
Well, in the second tier of women's
soccer. The answer to that, guys, is obviously my goal is to get it to L.A., but I have no control whoever buys it. You guys can buy it and do whatever you want with it.
Really?
As long
can annually rape it?
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as it don't go to Pornhub, I'm okay with it.
Oh, done.
Boltman, listen, I'm amazed at how complicated this is. The business of being Boltman is awfully tricky, but you've been doing it for over 20 years now, and I hope you get paid well for it. You certainly deserve to, and, of course, charity's involved as well, so it seems that it's all going to end well. I'm sorry to hear the energy just isn't there anymore, but, hey, it's been fun talking to you anyway, and I will be watching very carefully for any developments with Boltman.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you, man, and we appreciate you examining all these outrageous possibilities.
All right. Well, Boltman says hi to everybody in Detroit.
Sweet, Boltman.
See ya.
Have a great day.
Yeah, take care.
We'll see you, bud.
Bye.
Bye.
He's a good guy.
Boltman!
He's a good guy. I only soured on the fact that he's tried this before and it didn't get sold.
So, I take it that seriously.
I think his reserve's a little too high.
Maybe.
Well, he's a third of the way there, about.
I mean, imagine, let's see, in 20 years, he's done 10 home games with the exhibition.
That's if you include
200 games he's done, so he's lost 2,000 pounds as Boltman. 2,000 pounds.
He's gained at least 2,000 pounds during that time as well.
Yeah, he has.
It's pretty spectacular.
You would think his weight would be negative based on all the weight he's lost.
Do you want to know the two other things Boltman has sold on eBay?
Oh, boy.
What?
A vintage 1937 Dole Advertising Hawaiian Islands map for $300.
What?
Some old map.
Why didn't he make more appearances, man? That wedding appearance was crazy.
He also sold Batman the Dark Knight suit.
Okay, cool.
So Boltman has gone around as the Dark Knight.
Oh, boy.
that auction did not meet its reserve either. But
maybe he was
accepted
Batman.
The best offer.
I don't think he's comfortable in his own skin. I think
he's got to be in costume.
Tiger suit guy.
Maybe that's the key to all these mascots.
Could be. I mean, he's running out as Batman, Boltman. I don't know the difference. That dance at the wedding was pretty damn good, I got to say.
It wasn't him, though.
Are you sure?
It was him.
Had to have
I think it was him. He said nobody's been in the suit but his nephew.
Fake.
And son. He tried his son.
Yeah, his son just didn't cut it. That'd be an ugly realization.
Yeah.
He did not pass on the proper genes.
Hasn't talked to him since.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Could you imagine a big Chargers-Raiders game? The anthem's going on, and Boltman just runs out there and kneels.
And the Raider guy comes and rapes him
just,
from behind.
Anally rapes him.
By the way, what was that shtick they did? We were watching this while we were talking to him, where he comes out, Boltman comes out in a cage.
Oh, he's locked
and
up.
And he breaks the door off.
Oh, yeah.
And then he pummels the Raider dummy.
You've never heard that phrase, catching lightning in a cage?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Should have been in a big bottle.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah, if he busted out of the bottle. Shards everywhere. And Boltman's just bloody from stepping on the shards afterwards.
I know. Like Della Reese.
Like Della Reese.
And the 2020 guy.
Very
would have
dangerous.
Been. If it was really him.
Yeah, boy.
Very dangerous.
Well, Zod M59 Dodge Ram's 2018 summer clearance event is in full effect at dealsnd.com. Zot Dodge Ram Summer Clearance Event is an absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams. Plus, swing in before the end of the month, and Zot Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift card just for test driving one of their sweet-ass new Ram trucks. More importantly, after test drive and pocketing your $25 gift card, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $169 a month. If you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, then be prepared to save over $13,000 in your purchase. And that's not optional. I like the way you worded that. If you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, be prepared to save over as if it's, something you have to put up with. No! You're saving $13,000, damn it! Remember, Zod Dodge Ram still has a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition does not. Go surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Some breaking news.
What's breaking?
Very important.
But what? Be prepared.
because what I'm about to say is a real shocker.
This is right up there with Robert Vaughn.
What?
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, brother, has been readmitted to the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Remember he was kicked out for using the N-word?
No.
You don't remember that whole N-word controversy?
I honestly do not remember.
3 years ago, they wiped him from the website from WWE. They kicked him out of the Hall of Fame.
When did he say it, though? I don't remember. I don't recall the incident.
Wasn't it on a leaked video or leaked tape around the whole auction or the lawsuit time?
Yeah.
But now he's back in. So that's finally somebody that lost something for using that word. That's back in the good graces.
Hmm.
It's an angry rant using the N-word caught on his sex tape.
It's still real to me.
Wait, he said it on the sex tape.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so he's banging this chick. He's banging another dude's wife who's getting off on it. And
was
he uses
he taping
N-word?
It?
There weren't any black people in the room,
no.
were there?
No. Have you ever heard him talk about it in the whole that whole situation?
Not really.
I'm devastated by it.
You're awesome.
I mean, naturally.
Why would you say it in a room full of three white people?
I don't know. Here it is.
I mean, not that you should say it anywhere, but it just seems like the context. He's banging this chick.
Yeah, Bubba. Wasn't it Bubba that loved Sponge's?
Bubba's wife.
Hmm. And then didn't Gawker play it, and that's why they no longer exist?
Yep. Yeah. That's what set him.
Sunk him.
That documentary is unbelievable.
It's a pretty interesting story, that whole thing.
Mm. Peter Thiel.
Honestly, I still, to this day, do not understand how sex tapes can just be stolen from someone and put out to the world.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Nope.
I would think there would be such defamation involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless they're not.
A lot of them are leaked intentionally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in that case, that's different.
I mean, it turned Kim Kardashian into a family of billionaires.
And yet, how come Jenna Lewis did nothing after hers? Oh. That is one of
she
the better ones.
Too early.
Oh, Jenna Lewis, that's not available anymore.
Oh,
she was a total gamer. She was awesome.
That is.
She's available?
Yeah.
Put it up there. I want to see it.
Brandon knows where to find it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I do. Maybe.
Well, I'm sure Pornhub.
She was a natural.
Top search porn.
Did she make money on that?
Yeah, there it is.
This was the worst cover-up of a leaked sex tape ever.
Are you taping me?
Remember she pretended like it was stolen?
I guess you have the right
now
because you are.
She was on Survivor, right?
Yeah.
So this was probably came out around the time Kardashian did, do you think?
We were in the old building.
I thought she was a lot... Oh, boy.
What is that?
She was a lot hotter when I saw this tape than I ever thought she was.
She's not the hottest, but she's a gamer.
Yeah,
she's a performer.
She does everything. 2004.
Oh, everything? I don't remember everything.
It's her former husband. Well, not anus.
Like music?
What happened? they broke up after this?
This is a long one, too.
Wasn't that long. No, I'm just kidding.
This is funny. This is just from Wikipedia, the best source. It was originally reported that Lewis, and this is her former husband, Travis Wolf, made the sex video purely for their own private use and was accidentally leaked onto the internet. In interviews, Jenna Lewis talked about the embarrassment she said she felt at the prospect of anybody being able to see her naked and performing sexual acts. However, this came into question as reports appearing suggesting that Lewis deliberately made and released a sex tape in order to increase on her fame and make money from it. In some interviews, she mentioned how people could buy the video.
Yeah, boy.
Arousing further suspicion. In December 2004, the New York Daily News reported that she, her husband, and her manager were behind the website selling the video and received about 70% of the sales.
Oh.
What kind of cash did they make off that?
I don't know.
I don't know. She made some money right here.
That's a nice deposit. I just think it's a very underrated celebrity sex tape.
Hell, look at that picture.
Agree. Very underrated.
What is the innards of a penis, I think.
That's the innards of a penis?
Why is that on there?
Where's the bone?
It's an advertisement. It's an ED.
There's no bone on there.
I was right, though, wasn't I? Gross.
I mentioned again that today, as in Monday...
It sold for $40 a pop. They netted more than $100,000. That's within the first year they got $100,000.
Well, look her up. See what she's doing now. I'm just curious. I mean, you know that $100,000 is so spent by now.
Oh, my gosh.
you want to call
her? That's just not... Oh, is her number in there?
No, I'm sure we could find her. It's probably listed.
Yeah, sure.
I'll look for it.
No, I'm going to look for it.
You look for it.
I haven't seen really anything since 2004.
If you Google her, does anything come up recently?
Summer of 2005, she was cast in a direct-to-video movie, The Scorned.
That was featured a cast Real World, movie. Right?
What?
The Scorned?
Oh, yeah. Well, Trishel was in it. Yep. So was Steven.
Trishel?
Steven played Lewis's love interest. The two actually dated for a time.
She was on an episode of Nash Bridges.
Wait, Jenna Lewis.
Johnson's crank.
That's not her, is it?
Wait, Probst?
Oh, that is her.
Oh, Don Johnson.
Oh, Don Johnson's
crank.
Nash Bridges.
She's pretty cute. Oh, yeah. It's only a crank when it's him.
We were laughing about that, actually, before the show, because there's two things. What was the other thing that's only applicable to one person?
Oh.
And I said it's like Don Johnson's crank. It's only been applied to
that. It was something Drew said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Craning your, Jeff Gordon craning his neck to see in the club?
Yeah, outside the gay club.
The only person that's ever craned his neck.
That always stuck with me.
He wanted to peek inside, didn't he?
Yeah. He wanted because he was gay.
Yeah, but he didn't want anybody to know.
In there?
Allegedly.
Oh, Doug was so bummed at that story.
Yeah, he was. That hurt him personally, I think. I felt bad about that.
He was so mad that day.
You know, he was determined to prove it was fake.
He was.
As if he could prove he didn't crane his neck. today's it's Amazon Prime Day. If you can do it, please do it through our portal. And in addition to buying all that other Amazon stuff you guys buy.
You can see all of Drew's favorite things.
You put some Renaissance Festival tickets on there. Can you buy those on Amazon?
Sure. Prime? Why are you going?
Yeah, Kate likes to go.
She dresses really? Like a
she well, like people are go. Like a lot wench. Of people go. No, her mom always took her when she was young, so I have to go.
Why
over
do you
here.
Have to go?
It's just something I do as a dad.
Really? Yeah. The kids like it.
Seem like a dad. Seems like you. Man, you. I think everybody owns you in that house.
They sure do.
Being a dad isn't what it used to be.
I had a good weekend. I got out some. I got out and watched a World Cup at a friend's house.
That's what you did.
Yeah, that's it. With his dad.
I asked you to go to Weezer with me, and you said you couldn't because you were watching.
How was Weezer?
Phenomenal.
Was it? What was the crowd like? Least,
it was jammed.
It was jammed.
Jammed pack.
Really?
Yeah, oh, it was huge.
I thought you didn't think it was going to be jammed.
I didn't think it was because I got tickets late pretty easily. I've seen him at least four times. It's the best I've ever seen him.
I was going to be
tons of hits.
I was ready to be very disillusioned if that show didn't draw because that seemed like it would be...
And the Pixies opened.
That was going to be my question.
Blown away by the Pixies.
And Kim.
She is not on
the deal. Kim is not the deal.
Okay. And they closed with Gigantic, which is a Kim song. Kim Sung Song. Kim Dong Dong. I got an email from a guy that went to Ron, and he writes about how he took his mom to the show, and he was blown away by it.
Went to what?
Weezer and the Pixies, because the Pixies were on his bucket list. But he writes this big, long thing, and he writes, anyway. He sent a screenshot of a text from his mom, and it said, near the end of the show, my mother turned to me and yelled in my ear, I just realized how white this event is. I looked around, and she was right. I couldn't find a single black person in the crowd. Walking back through the forest, and ended up a decent one. Okay. Do black people not like Weezer? This is a part of a text conversation. I'm seriously curious and need to know. Ask your black friends what's up with Weezer and if they like them or not.
You know, it is interesting... Because, you know, when I went to see Prince, I don't know why, but I was thinking, will this be a black crowd or a white crowd? And it was a very white crowd.
Not mixed. Oh,
there were, it was probably 30% black or so. But I've never been to a rock show where I felt that black people were representative in any numbers at all. And if you look at black rock stars like Jimi Hendrix, Chuck Berry, blacks don't really, they're
not. 12%, 14% of the population.
No, but ask black people how much they're into Chuck Berry or Jimi Hendrix or Living Color or even going back to, it's hard to say. But, I mean, if you were to judge racism based on musical artists, I think you would say white people are not that racist because white people will support, they like Motown artists, they like rap music, they like hip hop, they like.
But if you went to a show, Method Man or Wu-Tang Clan show, is it going to be mostly black?
No, I went to a Wu-Tang Clan show. It was terrible. There were 18 people on stage. Everyone had a mic. but they were opening for Rage, so what is that?
Hey,
but the last thing on this, though, He asks if he says, why was the Weezer crowd 100% white people? Black people enjoy decent rock or pop music, at least I thought.
Black people don't like rock music a lot. I don't. That's my experience.
But
I'm not suggesting racism should be determined by how much you support music. But
who cares anyway? It's just kind of fascinating. In front of us, to the left, there was a black girl dancing away.
At Weezer?
And she was young. She was probably, 22, 23. There was another one down to our right.
Another one.
This one right there. And then behind us, this is the best one, a 6-year-old black kid.
Really?
Wait, came on his own?
Five or six. No, mom had him.
Came on his own.
Julie and I were so perplexed by this because mom also had a carrier. And we're like, I don't know what's worse, the fact that the kid's at the concert, but with, noise-canceling headphones, or the fact that the kid was in a carrier.
Yeah, finally.
So that, there were three of them.
Vince Neil was playing downtown at Hart Plaza. I think it was Friday night. I just saw a tweet he sent out thanking the crowd.
Are there any black people there?
It didn't look like a lot of black people to me. But anyway, does Vince Neil really look like that?
No, that can't be right.
That's not Vince Neil, is it?
That's not real.
Is he pregnant?
Someone sent me this.
Let me see the picture. It looks
like a woman.
Holy shit, have you seen Vince Neil lately?
No way.
Between he and Tommy, not sure who looks more pathetic. Tommy looks like he's put on weight.
He's huge. Whoa. He looks pregnant.
What? We got to put that on the side.
Let's see. This is from 2018, July. Or this is from yesterday.
How big does he look?
Which picture is it, Drew?
I think that's just a bad picture.
I don't know. He doesn't look that big.
But when you look at other pictures, look at him here. Here he is. Down there.
Oh, yeah, he is big.
He's freaking huge. He is freaking huge.
He's got
that is
really a big gut.
Yes, I don't think that's a fake picture I was sent at all. He's gigantic.
The stress on the bottom of that shirt.
Oh, man.
Is he
you know how to stretch it out with your knee?
Is he remotely a draw?
Vince?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
On his own?
It depends what he's playing. Is he playing?
He better be playing Motley Crue.
I'm stunned at how overweight he is. I mean, I'm stunned.
Drew, I thought that was a Photoshop. For sure.
It looks ridiculous.
It does. I mean,
you think he has a tumor or something.
It's not a tumor.
Maybe he does.
But his head looks big.
Here he is live. And this is 2 years ago. And look how big he is. 2 years ago.
Oh yeah. Why does he got a cheeseburger in his hand?
No. Take your time.
Slow down.
There's no way Motley Crue isn't getting back together, although I guess legally they can't do it.
So the last concert he did 11 songs.
11?
All but two were Motley Crue songs. The other two were Heaven and Hell, the Black Sabbath song, and A Whole Lot of Love.
If there's anything I specifically did not like about Motley Crue, it was the vocals. I'm never crazy about
that.
Yeah.
I know people love them, and obviously they did something to capture an audience for a long, long time. They could.
Have you ever seen
them
live?
I have not.
It's actually a pretty good
show. I've seen them,
even though the songs are,
I've seen them playing, on the internet and on TV at award shows.
It's just, I guess when you go to any rock show, it can be really good, no matter who's playing. As long as you know a handful of songs.
I went to Zac Brown last night.
You did?
It was a great show.
Really?
Yeah, I have no complaints at all. I thought it was really good.
I don't really know any of his music. The only two things I know about him, number one, is he did a ridiculous version of Bohemian Rhapsody on a...
He did it last night.
Did he really?
It was note perfect.
Really?
It was really good.
I'll reserve that comment then. And the other thing I think...
Well, it's strange hearing a guy who sounds... I mean, he's got a good voice, but it sounds country.
I think that was the one.
I thought the band did a really nice job.
This is from years ago, but we can try.
Yeah, it was on an award show, wasn't it?
A ton of covers. All their covers were really good.
And then the other thing I know, he was on the Sonic Highways show with Foo Fighters.
Oh, that's
right. So they recorded a song. It's a really cool song with him.
It wasn't in Nashville, was it?
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know anything about him. Evan wanted to go, and I had a real good friend from high school, Danny, who came in with his wife, Kathy, and they love Zac Brown. They go to a lot of shows.
It sounds a little weird, though.
Well, he doesn't sound like Freddie, but
no
one does, no.
He sounds like a country guy singing Bohemian Rhapsody to me, but I thought it was good.
I'm not supposed to do it till later. Well, I guess he doesn't know. Send shivers down my spine.
I thought the keyboard player looks like he has fat fingers, by the way. I thought of Homer when I saw him on the big screen playing. He was good, though. He's a good guitar player, too.
He's got to really spread his fingers out.
He does. So he, I know. That's what I thought.
Anything.
They played Eleanor Rigby like three shows ago. Yeah.
Really?
They played...
They ever play any of their own songs?
Yeah. They play about five covers, probably more than five covers. They probably played seven covers because they played Benny and the Jets, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself by Sly and the Family Stone, and like 15 country songs of his own. It was pretty interesting mix.
Mark Weezer did like four or five covers.
What'd they cover?
Well, of course they did Africa. You know, that was the big meme.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, I think half the crowd hated that song.
They play it exactly like Toto does,
don't
they?
That's the problem. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a Weezer song. And then they covered, you know what they covered? But they've covered this for an album, I think.
I saw all of them. But
Happy Together.
Oh, the Turtles?
And then in the middle of it, they mix in Longview by Green Day.
Okay.
And then he did Take On Me by himself. So you're right, yeah. They didn't do any of their own songs.
The Green they did none. And wasn't there some Black Sabbath at the end or something?
Yeah, well, they
just
end,
the
yeah.
music.
Oh, they played Thunderstruck. Zac Brown played Thunderstruck at the end.
He's a Freddie Mercury homosexual.
Oh, my God.
How is he going to do this part?
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts of lightning,
baby. Oh, let's hear it. That sounds good. I want to hear him rock out too. Is it country-ish or
the band?
Pretty much. I mean, when they rocks out
band,
here.
But I thought it was good.
I am not a fan.
Just the idea of a country band doing this alone to me was
pretty ballsy.
Yeah, I thought it was really ballsy. That was cool. They did A Day in the Life, their last show, not last night, but
they really made it their own.
There's the part I want to hear.
How can you make it your own? I don't know how you make this your own.
By adding a fiddle.
Oh, they're rocking.
I don't know, it's just hard when Freddie sings it.
This is one of the best songs ever, though.
Easily.
I thought it was a really good show. It was hot, man.
God.
Oh, I tell you. We had a big group, too, and everybody wanted to meet beforehand for dinner. So it was like, okay, we're going to eat dinner. 24 Club, which is about three quarters of a mile from the stadium. So we parked in between, walked to 24 Club. I'm like just sweating everywhere we go. And then leave there, walk to the stadium. Then you're in a cooking stadium for three or 4 hours. And then walk back. And then the traffic looked ridiculous getting out of there.
Where
we're parked near Comerica.
Comerica.
We're parked near Gratiot. So we just headed wrong way down Gratiot, away from the stadium on Gratiot, and got on 75.
DT has not gotten easier to get out of either. So.
Just got to walk out.
Yeah, I never stay for the end. Bad. I've done it, and I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
Really?
Forget that.
Yeah. Not since high school or maybe college did I do that. stay the whole time?
Where are you in
If you want to spend,
don't want to be there.
If you don't mind spending an hour in the parking lot,
right?
Who cares?
Yeah, but I've been burned at like sporting events where you know the Red Wings are down 3-1. There's 3 minutes left. Let's beat this rush, and then you get to the parking lot and you're like, they're in overtime. What? Mm-hmm. That's happened to me before.
The big one for me was Stafford when he snuck in the touchdown at the end of the game. Decided to snap it with, like, no, the Cowboys.
Yeah,
he snapped it on his own or called it.
Watch how smart he is.
Instead of spiking it.
Yeah.
And I heard the stadium erupt, and I was almost at my...
this. I'm not going to spike it. He's saying spike it, right? Yeah. Throw the ball in the ground. Come on, let's go! He's like, that, I'm going to jump over the top.
That was a game. That was a
great play. Well,
I remember...
Miller sounded different.
It's not a sports podcast, but I do remember leaving a Michigan game, and Illinois got the ball back, and my dad was like, well, let's see what happens. And somehow they got down to, like, the 20-yard line, and Johnny Johnson
was
like, well, let's just watch the last play. And they throw a touchdown pass in the last play.
Jeez.
Oh,
I left early.
Well, my dad's an Illinois fan, so he was glad he saw it, but that was crazy.
I can't leave early.
Because there was no way. They couldn't move the ball all day.
I can't do it because I got burned with the Michigan State game, the Braylon game. The overtime.
Oh, yeah. Well, you left way early, though, didn't you?
Oh, in a huff. In a big baby huff.
Well, I would never leave at half. You left at halftime, didn't you?
No, I left after DeAndre Cobb's touchdown. I'm like, it was fucking over. It was 27-10 then, I think. The offense was moving the ball.
Yeah.
I made it back to Royal Oak before the end of the game.
They've made really? Michigan.
So talk about beating the traffic.
They've made so many comebacks at home. I don't know if I would leave a Michigan game early.
Do you want to try Jenna Lewis?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Jim thinks he found the number.
Well, I don't want to say I think I found him. I found two from the home state she's in. She's from.
It's not like that's a common name.
She'll probably not want to talk, but it's worth a try.
Well, maybe she will, though.
What are your percentages on these, Jim?
Maybe we can tell her about Cameo, and she can get on Cameo.
I'm going to mention one more time Amazon. Amazon Prime Day is Monday, so if you join through our portal, it's really good for us. And, of course, all your Amazon purchases through our portal. And
look at Drew's favorite things. Maybe you want to buy some of his favorite things.
Yeah, that James Taylor book is really good, by the way.
Yeah, I
feel like reading
such
books.
A ladies, man.
That sort of, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, softcore porn book.
Not only that, they were talking about Fire and Rain, which is probably James Taylor's biggest song.
Great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And first of all, there's a chord progression in there he took from his brother who had died. And Sweet Baby James is his brother's son, who is named James, after James, even though James was a mess when he named him James. I couldn't figure that out. Why didn't he name James? He was a junkie, then. But although he did a burgeoning music career. So his brother dies. He's like, well, you know, why not? I mean, what's he going to mind if I take his chord progression? He's not going to use it.
He's not going to use it.
And you know, people know it's about something awful, because he says, Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. That's about a girl he met in a mental institution, because there were no rehabs at the time. He was a junkie, badly addicted to heroin, and I think his parents put him in a mental institution to kick heroin. They got him on methadone. There was this chick Susan was in there, and he ended up banging her like every other chick that comes into his orbit. He bangs any chick in his orbit. She got out and threw herself in front of a train.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
So that's who Suzanne, and that's the plans that ended for her. And Fire and Rain, I guess fire is heroin, rain is methadone.
Just doesn't seem like this guy would be that.
Except for Jenna.
That messed up.
God, I hope this works.
And Flying Machines is, people thought she died in a plane crash because he says, Sweet Dreams and Flying Machines and Pieces on the Ground. The Flying Machine was his band, which fell apart because he was a mess. Come on, Jenna.
Sounds like this number works, at least. The Brandon approach.
It rings.
Yeah, it hasn't gone doo-doo-doo.
She just must not be
home. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6.
Yeah, whatever. Also, while I was talking about Amazon Prime, I should mention we're very close to securing an app, which it's being built as we speak, right?
Yeah.
And... Yep. So if you're debating whether to donate to the show, this would be probably a good month to do it.
That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
I wish we got
not a half-assed.
I wish we'd gotten the app 2 years ago, because everybody's going to have to sign up for the app, right? Or, I mean, well, they want to.
Preferably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'd be nice.
It'd be easier.
Well, the idea is
we had it way back when, but, of course, who's going to get an app when you don't even know what you're doing?
Right.
Well, the idea long run is to have everything on there, not just the show.
Yeah. Well.
We're going to add a bunch of stuff on there. There's plans.
Stormy Daniels. There's a few things on Stormy Daniels that I thought were really strange. One is when she got arrested, apparently they said that she's divorced. And I don't know if that's because of her arrest or because they saw her ID or what. But Michael Avenay said no, she's not divorced. The police said she's divorced. I guess that came from a police source, said she's not married. But Michael Avenay said it's not true. But the pink pony in Atlanta says no motorboating. When Stormy Daniels is there.
No more.
Or she, or maybe even you will be arrested. And then James Avenatti and James Woods got into a big Twitter fight over the weekend.
Oh, Lord.
Which is so, this is.
How childish.
The world has just devolved into complete stupidity. I mean, Boltman to me is the most, I thought, well, at least we have Boltman to keep the show sane today instead of having to talk about idiots all day. James Woods tweeted a picture of Michael Avenatti at the Trump protest in London. It was like, why is he in London? The Trump, this guy, attorney, goes to London to protest Trump.
He did?
I guess so.
Or
maybe
weird.
You know what? Maybe it was here. I thought he said, look it up though. I thought the story said he was in London at the Trump protest. So Woods said, oh, look, the real diapered hot air balloon.
He showed up in London for the protest.
Yeah. And Woods had a picture of him and said, look at the real diapered hot air balloon, to which Avenatti responded, has-been Jimbo, which is interesting. Michael Avenatti calling James Woods a has-been. Oscar-nominated twice. I don't know when Michael Avenatti has ever been in anything, but nonetheless.
Do something about it.
Has-been Jimbo. Every time you pop off about me, one or two more women contact my office and describe your harassment, assault of them, and Me Too issues, seeking representation. Keep playing games, and you will be next.
Huh. I promise.
So that's interesting. In other words, he's saying, if you stop talking about me this way, I won't do anything.
Yeah, it won't
but if
help
you do,
these girls.
That sounds like extortion. It sounds like extortion to me.
I know the way he said that.
What do you
want
to do, huh?
Well, he's saying he did something without saying it. Also, so
right.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
That seemed a little. I don't know. It didn't seem very lawyerly to me. But
are you surprised?
So do
with
you
him?
Think he went to London too just because it was Trump and Stormy? Has
I don't.
So
of course,
he was just trying to insert himself.
Michael Avenatti is inserting himself in the immigration parents separating. I mean, he's like, what the fuck?
He's gonna run. He's running for something. He's gonna run for a Senate seat or something along the line.
Well, he's awfully loud.
I am not a fan.
Sure. Also. In this category, well, it's not really in this category, but it happened on Thursday night or Friday morning, maybe, where ScarJo pulled out of the movie about the trans person she was going to play because she said she has learned a lot after being bashed. Did she learn that having lunch with Woody Allen and being in his movies is not such a great idea? Apparently, she didn't learn that. But
no, you guys love that movie, so there's nothing to learn
it's
there.
A great movie.
I've never seen it.
Match Point? Yeah. Well, Drew ruined it.
A Match Point is a great movie.
Yeah, but I forgot already.
anyway, her studio, I guess she has a studio. Ooh. They were going to make the movie with her as the star. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that the movie now will have to be made by someone else. Who will have to hire a trans star.
Well, no, this is the... Okay, the two people that whined and cried about it, I get what they're saying, because it's like, this is our only chance to ever get cast in anything, because nobody will cast as
Boo-Boo.
Wait,
time out, though. But by saying that, aren't you saying that trans people can only play trans people, and that only straight people can play straight people, gay people play gay people?
No.
Yeah, black
people. I'm not saying anything. They're saying, look, nobody will cast us for anything, and we can't even get cast for this. Jeez, that's what they're saying. I don't care about that. My point is, this movie would have done a lot more for normalizing their rights as you would think they would want than anything. And now, because they whined, poof, it doesn't get made at all.
Okay, wait a second. Acting is acting. Anyone can play anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're acting.
I agree.
So there's no rules. There's no laws about acting. Gay people like to play straight people. Otherwise, their roles are kind of limited.
Of course.
Now, the suggestion is being made that movies should have more trans people and more gay people and... They should all play. No, they don't want it. Kevin Spacey, if he'd ever played a gay guy, wouldn't he be wouldn't it be hard for him to play a non-gay guy? People have known he's gay forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's played straight guys, and he's
Neil Patrick Harris. It's kind of weird to watch him as a womanizer for me. On
Barney?
I mean, I never watch his show, but
no. But
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Wasn't he in White Castle? Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar is great. Yeah.
He was hilarious. But this idea that people have to play themselves. What is fucking acting? You can play anything. A guy can play a girl. A girl can play a guy. Yeah. Anybody can play anybody.
Yeah.
So now, this movie, maybe it'll get made. I mean, clearly a trans person has to star in it because no star is going to bother, because if you take that role, you're going to get shit.
It's never going to get made.
So the movie goes from being potentially a movie that a lot of people would see that could make some money to a movie that probably can't make money, so it won't get made.
Exactly.
That's the end of the movie.
Yep.
So by them being selfish, those couple people that really popped off and whined...
Hasn't Glenn Close played dudes in movies?
Dustin Hoffman played a woman.
She played Albert Nobbs
and a mentally challenged man.
Well, what people were so angry about was when she got crap, she said, talk to Jeffrey Tambor's agent, talk to, what's his name, Jared Leto's agent. And people were like, oh, that is so insensitive. Because those were non-trans people that played trans people.
Yeah. People thought, or like five people on Twitter thought?
I have no idea. Honestly, she's not making the movie now.
I know.
So apparently, it was enough people.
Enough that articles were written about it.
Yeah. So that's a great outcome. Kind of like the outcome for Papa John's, which is, I don't know. I really am just completely baffled by this in the respect mostly that this guy hired a company to help him negotiate his way through the business of being a non-racist owner of a pizza. He was not the owner, but being a non-racist board member of Papa John's, and to many, the face of Papa John's, whether he's the CEO or not. And they told on him. Their job was to fix him, and instead they told on him. And I was this story was so weird because I was kind of stuck on, wait, Colonel Sanders used to throw in the N-word? He called black people the N-word? But no. What his main crime was saying the N-word when he said Colonel Sanders called blacks the N-word and nothing happened. It was saying the N-word. That alone in this conference call, that apparently is why they had to say something, even though they're being paid by Papa John's to work with this guy. I don't know. I just thought that was so weird.
Did you hear the interview he gave to the radio station where he's basically saying, they were saying it in the interview.
They prompted him to say it. Yeah.
That's what the call was about, though.
They didn't prompt him to say that and then out him.
I have no idea what happened.
The quote
there.
Is, believe it or
it
not.
It sounded to me like he was grousing about the fact that he took all this heat about what he said about the national anthem and protests.
The agency was promoting that vocabulary and that word. I made it real clear. Listen, we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about this. And they pushed me and it upset me. And I just said, listen, other people have used that word. I don't. And I will not use that word. And the people at Papa John's don't use that. But then he used it.
I'm sure there are some people.
Who wants pizza?
The point is, you can't use that vocabulary, you can't use that word, and we will not, and I'm not going to, and have not. So is he just denying? Is it just that that's not what happened?
I think he's suggesting that in the conversation, he was prompted to say it, or he's suggesting that. He didn't have to say anything. Say whatever he wants.
Regarding the colonel, he said, well, I was just thinking that's the way the colonel talks.
I was just thinking.
You just defamed the colonel who never used the N-word.
And honestly, I haven't heard anything. It seems to me, shouldn't someone be out there saying, by the way, the colonel, for the record, did not go around throwing the N-word around?
Yes.
KFC would be saying
they
that?
Should.
Somebody or Norm MacDonald who played him?
Until they find a video.
George Hamilton or Reba McEntire.
It's just going to go down in history that Colonel Sanders just threw the N-word around like nothing.
Yes. This is boob. Do you see what he said about the NFL, too?
Who?
Papa John. The NFL said they got rid of us, but we got rid of them. We were very glad to get out of the NFL relationship because we get to still sponsor some players, and we still get to sponsor some teams, and we get to do business with the community. But we don't want to do business with Roger Goodell, period. I don't want to do business with Roger Goodell. We've had enough success where we get to pick who we do business with.
Oh, I think they did a little more, did a little better. The NFL
They got their money's worth.
The NFL seems mighty toxic right now. It's expensive as hell to do anything with the NFL. It's probably worth it because they have great audiences, but I don't know.
And on the Colonel Sanders front, there has been a lot of people kind of jumping in and looking for examples of Colonel Sanders' racism. I haven't been able to find any. However, there was an author, Josh Ozersky. He wrote in his book that Colonel Sanders, in the American Dream, that he would say the word Negro.
That's not
back
the
in the
same.
Day, up until he was informed that you shouldn't say that word anymore, and I guess he stopped using it. And then additionally, people it's are totally different. Saying that he and George Wallace were buddies, so he had to have been a racist.
That's why.
Seriously. That's what they're saying, because...
Papa John defender.
Well, if you voted for Trump, you're a racist, so why not make that connection?
Wallace at one time almost considered making Colonel Sanders his running mate.
Oh, my God, he would have won.
Wallace and Sanders.
But because Wallace was pro-segregation, then, you know.
As stupid as Papa John's...
Was the colonel interested in being his running mate?
He's a colonel.
Doesn't
he served.
Matter. He served.
Fake. He served. Stolen. Chicken.
Stolen valor.
Yeah.
Who's a more powerful colonel, Colonel Sanders or Colonel Tom Parker?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what percentage did Sanders take for...
At least Colonel Sanders never murdered anybody that we know of.
Sanders has a higher Q
rate. He got a passport, too.
Yeah, but Parker got 50% of the 50%
money,
of everything,
yeah.
As opposed to...
You think he's blown it like Lisa Marie has? Think his family's blown it?
Who, Parker?
The Colonel?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
He
was,
he blew
he was a huge
it before
gambler.
The family.
Elvis had to keep playing in Vegas because Colonel wanted to get his take and put it on the tables, and he kept losing, so he didn't want Elvis to leave Vegas. Apparently, he thought he had to have money immediately.
How did people not get to Elvis and tell him, like...
Elvis thought it was a good deal, is my understanding. Yeah, man, he puts all, does all work, and
he made
all these deals together, man, you know.
I'm looking at Papa John's website, and as dumb as that logo looked with him on it, it looks dumber without him. It just looks generic.
Yeah.
And I'm reading About Us, and there's not one mention of him. Oof.
I would think, wouldn't you think it'd be hard for a PR company to get business if companies know that if they do something weird that they're going to get told on by the PR company?
Found a picture of him on the website.
Yeah, it's still there. And two
page.
Pictures. The other one with all the kids.
Oh, they missed another picture on the website. Someone report them.
That's a great point, Drew, because...
Well, there's got to be more.
I bet they were afraid of that audio getting out, and they didn't say anything about it.
There's
got
to be more to it
than
just
that. Their job was to fix him.
I know. They could have deleted that.
He's clearly unfixable, though.
Apparently.
Maybe they made a smart move.
Well, they should have kept the account, and, I mean, they lost employees in the whole thing. I just don't understand any of it.
Well, that's the weird thing that they... It obviously was such a hit to their company, they had to lay off 10%.
Well, they're going to tell on people they're being hired to help. Then I would think, I don't think you want to hire a company like that, because you risk the fact that they are so self-righteous that if in needing help, you are somehow pathetic and you do something stupid, they're going to tell the world.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be helping your public relations, not fucking them. But but anyway... there's new exciting named people. Coupon Carl, who is an asshole. He thought this woman had fake coupons.
Oh my God, who cares?
And he called the police.
Where does he work? Like, is it
works
a
at CVS.
Store?
He works at CVS, and he's a Trump supporter.
Well,
did the deep dive on him, found he is a Trump supporter. Worse than being Coupon Carl.
Coupon Carl.
That line was probably so long at CVS.
Yeah, this is the worst part of it. And you know, it's assumed in all these cases, well, he called the cop on a black person, so he's a racist. The woman, this is the part I hated the most, more than that she's black. She had a coupon for a free item.
Oh, this is it?
For incontinence. So can you imagine how fucking embarrassing it is to buy incontinence products?
But I will be waiting for them to
arrive. Why is he shaking?
You can tell them her name is Camilla.
He was really nervous, I guess. That's what they said.
He's really nervous. Look how much he's shaking.
All right, it's got to be more than just using a fake coupon. Did it go, like, did she argue? Did she throw something?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's probably more that...
She's spelling her own name for the police in the video.
There's got to be more to it
I assume
than that. He's not just
he is really nervous. I mean, he's really upset. I don't know what's wrong with him.
But he's not just calling the cops because, there's someone here using a fake coupon.
No, she probably got mad. He threatened to call the cops. She called his bluff, so he had to.
Well, that's just as dumb.
No, he's an idiot.
What a waste of time.
First of all, I can't believe is someone really going to make up a fake coupon for an incontinence product?
He looked like the O-Face guy from Office Space.
What was the product exactly doing?
But it's amazing to me how these people become... I mean, it's because he was like the third story this morning. Coupon Carl.
Coupon Carl. That's
he's
what everyone needs to
he's
know
an
about.
Asshole. He's a dumbass.
So but, you're calling cops and stupid things.
You look like this guy, Mark.
Why don't, okay, does this, okay, after all these stories in the last week, has it not become obvious that calling the police for something stupid, isn't that a crime? Is that a crime?
Apparently not.
No.
Shouldn't it be a crime when you
situation.
Call the police for nothing or for something dumb?
Well, as long as they don't come out.
I don't know, though. How do you draw the line? What if all of a sudden this chick pulls out a knife and shivs Carl?
Well, I don't think I have a problem with calling the police about that, but I don't know.
I mean, I guess
it is a crime because they have arrested people who have called 911 for a ride and
or
things
weather.
Like that. And then there's Permit Betty. And this story,
call 911!
This story I thought was bullshit.
Permit Betty, they could have done better than that.
I know.
Well, Patty was already.
Well, Permit Betty has a lot of supporters, though. Permit Betty was at an event in San Francisco, and she was asking a black woman if she had a permit. She was selling things at this street fair.
Okay.
She doesn't.
And apparently she didn't have a permit because she packed up her shit and left, but she filmed Permit Betty. And Permit Betty, it's got, you know, it's gone viral. But the other vendor said, we don't want these fucking people here who don't buy permits.
And
that's bullshit.
They paid for a permit. Wouldn't you be pissed if someone's next to you?
Is she a vendor?
Pissed. She
yeah,
lost
Permit
her
Betty
job.
Was a, she was a vendor.
So was the other girl.
Who cares?
She called the cops. Betty,
well, Permit Betty's getting a lot of shit, I guess.
She lost her job.
What?
What did she do?
She lost her job.
I guess for questioning a black person.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I don't know. Does this say why she lost her job, Brandon?
Yeah. So the if story it, does, give me
read
once.
The story. Just read the story. Just
play it.
Oh, is there audio?
Everybody.
This now viral video appears to show a woman asking a street vendor in San Francisco about whether or not they have permits to sell trinkets and sweaters. People have fired off online calling the woman racist, and they have sent messages to her employer to get her fired. They are labeling her hashtag Permit Betty.
Crown 4's Justine Waldman spoke with the woman in that video to get her side of the story.
Wait,
Justine.
So she's not a vendor?
Well, when I spoke to her, she says she was holding her phone and talking to this vendor and that she was fired from her job for doing her job.
We got another Permit Betty here. Everybody.
Renee Felina says she lost her job by doing what she's supposed to do, trying to help street vendors.
Oh, she was Latina, apparently.
Let's get her viral also. Permit Betty.
Until Thursday, she worked in outreach with Street Plus, a community group that contracts with Yerba Buena Community Benefit District, which aims to make the city a more welcoming place. In this now viral video, Felina is seen holding her phone and talking to a street vendor on Market Street. The man recording the video, it appears, accuses her of harassing the vendor
sure
about
does.
Having a permit.
She's got to mess with people that are just trying to make a living.
Go get a permit. You can make a living. Go get a permit.
Her name's not even Betty.
That I was not calling the police. I wish everybody would stop thinking that I was on the phone to the police.
Over the phone, Felina tells me while on her lunch, she made a call to a community guide at her job to come check on the vendor to help get the woman a one-day permit. Felina
says she's trying to help her.
Mexican and half Irish, and in no way is a racist.
I'm sorry that I was doing my job by calling somebody to come over to help her. That I was. I'm sorry that I didn't make the phone call myself or give her the information.
In a statement, the YBCBD says we are vigilant in ensuring our values of inclusivity and of treating people with compassion, respect, and dignity. And a service provider misrepresented it and no longer works there.
Yep, they fired
Street
her.
Plus did not return requests for comment about...
What did she do wrong?
It sounded like she was doing her
she
job.
She went viral.
It sounds like it. I mean, she didn't look like she was being really annoying.
No.
No, not at all.
But, you know, why'd somebody makes a video
Let's
and
call.
Poof.
But you know what it's like?
Why don't people call that place and tell them to hire her back?
You know what it's like, though, when you're in public and someone's got their phone right on you and you know they're live broadcasting to the internet and shit like that? That sucks. That's a shitty situation to be into.
I don't know. This social media is just the most horrific cesspool of stupidity. I just can't believe these stories become so big so fast. And like Coupon Carl, I assume he will be fired from CBS, although it's not the greatest job in the world.
I don't know. Go to Walgreens.
So what does this guy do now? What do these people do when they do something stupid and it becomes viral and people say, well, it was a black person, so therefore you're racist, so see ya.
they're ruined, at least for a year or two before people forget about them.
Or three. I mean, the Chick-fil-A that's how long it took Hulk Hogan to get back.
You know, if you ever get a chance to do this, watch the story about the Chick-fil-A guy who yelled at, and he was an asshole. He berated the girl. Yeah. She was not black, by the way. I think she was a white girl. She was probably 16 years old at the drive-thru. Did you guys see that?
She was 16?
I think she was very young.
Berating a 16-year.
Well, she worked at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the story. Don't you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I remember.
And he was and the reason the story
was 16.
The reason the story I think was particularly big was because he was a CEO. He had a big ass job, and he was fired, and he has not recovered from it. I think this was 3 years ago. Is this the update water? Story?
You need to line awesome. Something.
You know
goddamn
why I'm getting the free water, right? Because Chick-fil-A is a hateful corporation. I know, but
she's not 16. But
I know, but you guys, but the corporation gives money to hate groups. Hate groups, just because people want to kiss another guy. Sorry.
I have to say neutral on the subject. My personal beliefs.
No, I understand. Yeah, I believe that too. I don't believe corporations should be giving money to hateful groups. Totally understand. I'll take my water.
It's my pleasure to serve you always.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm glad that I can take a little bit of money from Chick-fil-A and maybe less money to hate groups.
Well,
have a great day.
We're always happy to serve everyone.
I don't know how you live with yourself and work here. I don't understand it. This is a horrible corporation with horrible values.
You're horrible.
You deserve better.
Yeah, she's talking to her. Making $8 an hour, asshole.
Okay. I hope you have a really nice day.
I will. I just did something really good. I feel purposeful. Thank you so much.
I took away money from
Chick-fil-A. I'm a nice guy, by the way. And I'm totally heterosexual.
Oh, you're a great guy.
Dick. I'm not a gay Indian.
Maybe he's not getting hired because he's a dick.
You know? It got to stop. It's got to stop, guys.
Okay.
Stand up.
Have a nice day.
All right. See you guys.
Stand up. People can't be responsible for everything their company does.
Of course not.
They're just trying to make a fucking living. This girl, well, she looked like she might have been a manager.
She handled it fine.
Look for an update story on that guy, though. It's pretty interesting.
Was there a whole document, or was that on?
No, living in an RV on food stamps.
Dateline or 60 Minutes? Where did I see him?
I saw him on a news story that was online. I think somebody might have sent it to
me. Yeah, he lost his gig. 200K, man.
Yeah, and he, every time he gets
to he
every
proved
time,
his point.
Every time he applies for a new job, he actually got a pretty good job, I think it was about a year later, and then they went online to see, I wonder if this guy shows up, and poof, bye-bye, bye-bye job.
I don't want that. I wouldn't want that dick working for us. Would you? Work at the same company?
Well, he seems like a real asshole. Jim. He's going to bat for gay people, but he seems like a real asshole about it.
Okay, yeah, who he's going to bat for? He seems like a total dick.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him going to bat for my team, whatever...
Yeah,
cause I believe in. I wouldn't treat someone like that.
Frankly, I don't know if I'd want anybody working for me who was in a viral video. It's not worth it.
You're right. It's not worth it in today's world with all the... because then you'll get in trouble for hiring that person. Even though they may be a great worker.
Yeah.
Never talk about that stuff.
Age your reputation. One viral video will sink you. Even if it's something that was recorded 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. And so there's going to be there's going to be a lot of individuals now that, you know, thank God that a lot of the MySpace pages got blown out and they're not archived anymore, because that was the beginning of a lot of social media for people, and they put a lot of stupid shit on there.
Stop being an asshole, everyone.
Friendster.
Yeah.
You know?
I just can't believe that this stuff, if it goes viral, the person is guilty of whatever they say it is immediately. It's just gone beyond insane. And there's another example, I think, besides Coupon Carl.
Coupon Carl and Permit
Coupon
Betty.
I feel bad for Coupon Carl shaking his ass off.
You know there's more to that story.
He had to take six Xanax after
I don't know what this. I don't know what the story was, because every account of the story says how nervous he appeared to be. And I couldn't see it, but was he shaking?
Violently.
Yeah, it was making me sick.
I thought it was fake.
Thank God he wasn't holding the camera.
It was a 53-year-old woman who apparently scared the shit out of him.
Or a hot cup of coffee. Imagine if he had a hot cup of coffee in his hand.
No, thank you.
Coffee Carl.
Well, if I need something mixed up, I just hand it to him.
You know what? I'll tell you about the latest police debacle, or alleged debacle. But first, this important word. I want to mention one thing before you start there. Marie sent me an email and said that...
What are you?
We missed an epic Gary Hoey show last night. God, there was so much music in town this weekend between Journey and Def Leppard, The Pretenders, and then Zac Brown last night, and then Weezer and Pixies, Foreigner Sunday night. They had that event down at Hart Plaza where Vince Neil was. And Gary Hoey, Saturday night, was in Orion Township, and he thanked us from the stage again. He said he thanked you on stage again a few times for always supporting him.
Aw.
So check out the video on my Facebook page of the jam session at the end with all of them. I think you'll really like it. And, oh, my God, Walter had his son playing with Walter Trout. Nepotism! Sounds like a great show. I'm so glad to hear it. And there's Gary jamming his ass off.
Did he tell the crowd how to listen to the show, the podcast?
I don't know if he did that.
What if he pulled out his phone?
Go to Facebook.
Download it right here.
Yeah, he was downloading the show for people. He was subscribing, I heard. Hung out and back.
You know where that song would sound good? In a Lincoln MKZ and the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system, where everything sounds good. That's what I try.
Was that Gary Hoey audio, by the way?
Yeah.
Is that just it?
Yeah.
That was Hoey jamming?
You didn't like my segue?
No, I love the segue, but I realized, wait, he's playing the audio she sent, isn't he?
Lincoln MKZ at Hootback and Ernie's Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney, Hoot's son, has been a daily listener to the podcast. He rocks out to Hoey as well, and we welcome him, and we welcome Star. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. The stars align at Hoot's Place, newly remodeled showroom, immaculate service area. Check out all their cars, the Lincoln MKZ, the MKC. Maybe check out the Navigator, 2018 North American Truck of the Year. Check out the Continental. It's a really badass car. The podcast and the McInerneys are going to make it simple for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln, call or email our personal sales rep, Jimmy D. You can call him at 855-567-STAR, 855-567-STAR. You can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He's going to take personal care of you because you are a loyal podcast listener. Owning a Star Lincoln, it also includes complimentary pickup and delivery for all services and a free loaner. What more could you want? You're going to get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln's going to allow on whatever model you choose. Drive the Star. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR.
You got a fine-looking automobile. I love fine-looking automobiles.
A couple of things in addition to Marie's email about Gary Hoey and that great show at Orion. That's the amphitheater. Is it the Walled Lake Amphitheater? What was that amphitheater called?
No, well, it's you're close, though.
Wildfowl.
You're getting closer.
Wildflower? Wildfire? Wildflower. Amphitheater.
Wildwood.
Wildwood. Thank you. Aaron, she loved the show, and I'm sure it was great because Gary was jamming, and they had a couple of blues guys playing. But also, I got an email from... Wait, where's Aaron's email? Damn it.
Just read my coupon card real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this line was in the video. He described her as African-American to the cop.
Yeah.
And she goes, black! No, I'm not African-American. I'm black. Black isn't a bad word.
And then she spelled her name for the police on the phone.
But here's Coupon Carl trying to be politically correct in a phone call.
And it backfired.
I know. Look at how scared these people are, although he is calling the police. Aaron sent us an email. She says, look who delivered my friend her pizza. I was in the back while she was chatting up the Domino's guy. All of a sudden, I remember
Jordan.
Because I listened to the best of where we were introduced to him. A few hours later, he was at the door with the delivery.
Whoa.
I asked his name and told him I knew him from the podcast. I snapped a picture for proof. He asked me to give you his number again so you can reach out if you hear of any other delivery job. We've only had one job offer for you, Jordan. I guess, who knows? We might get another one.
Turned it down.
He thought it was cool. He says he does get recognized from the podcast. And there he is.
He's one cool dude. Isn't he a cool cat?
He is, yeah.
He's cool.
He's got the greatest glasses, man. Where does Jordan get those glasses? Damn, those are cool.
Is he still with Domino's?
Yeah.
Did he move to a different store?
I don't know.
Delivery person told us he moved to a different Domino's.
Oh.
I guess he did. Panera didn't work out, unfortunately, because I think he was going into management.
He's a good dude.
I know. He's great. Trying to get his kids through life.
Yeah, that was funny in the best of. Who were you? Oh, Tony Z. Speaking of that,
Wednesday.
You guys are talking to Tony Z, and Tony kept trying to respond. And you're like, no, hang on. We're talking to the pizza guy.
Oh, yeah.
Kept telling him, hang on, Tony. Not yet.
Tony Z is Wednesday
yeah.
night,
yeah.
right?
Corner Bar.
Yeah,
Corner Bar in Hamtramck. Hopefully a lot of people come. I sent Tony Z an email because I happened to catch, I was in a store and the song was playing, and we will never ever get back together. The Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I'm laughing at that hook every time. I thought, that would be a funny song for a metal band to cover.
Yeah.
It's just such a ridiculous hook. But, yeah, I mean, people break up and get back together all the time.
What was that local group that got kind of big? I Prevail on a Taylor Swift cover?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, yeah, they did.
But, you know, a lot of times people doing
stuff
the
guitar
out
player.
Of their sort of format works. And I think the Cake, I sent him the Cake cover of I Will Survive in the original. Yeah. I said, hey, who would ever thunk this one? And his response was, I'm in Iowa. My service is pretty spotty here.
He didn't even respond.
Because they have gigs on the way here.
I plan on going.
Someone already did it.
Blank Space, I Prevail did. And no, it's different. Oh my gosh.
Let's get to the hook. That's her vocal, isn't it? Just
no,
is it? I don't know, whatever.
What's this one?
Hey, a black guy.
They're in a bedroom. Did you see that? They're just in a house playing.
It's actually, you know, it's a pretty good hook, I gotta say. Give Taylor Swift her due for that one.
And the black singer had a Jimi Hendrix poster in the background, so there are some out there, Joe.
Okay.
He said not a lot of
fun.
I can never figure out why Jimi Hendrix would not be a big guy in the black community. I just don't think he is. Maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, I don't know. They just don't.
Where's Y for him?
Yeah, why isn't he bigger? I would just think because he's a black guy who kicked ass, he would be, I don't know. Did white people liking him so much ruin it for black people?
It could have.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I can't like this. Do you remember this? And this is big a year or two ago, a couple of years ago?
What is that? Thought, oh my God, look at that
face. Look like my next mistake. Love's a game. I know that dude on the guitar.
Ooh. Hey, hey. No money, suited, tied. I can
read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny? Rumors fly. So do all Taylor Swift have metal covers? I guess so.
I don't know, you take a song that's got a good hook and melody to it, there's no reason anybody can't do something with it. Look at all the great covers over the years. You know what I heard over the weekend? You guys know who the Bloody Beetroots are?
No.
Mm-mm.
I think they're, God, I don't even, I'm not sure how they're classified. I think they're,
it's an Italian DJ.
Oh, it's a DJ.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. They took a McCartney song from The Fireman, which is his side project. Nothing Too Much, Just Out of Sight.
Sing for Changes? Is that the, or?
Yeah, Sing the Changes.
Sing the Changes.
The
is that the
that's
song
a
he
great
did?
Great song, yeah.
This one's out of sight.
This
here.
Is a different song, and he sang, he went in and I guess he, you know, they were like, hey, we want to do something with you, and we want to do something with, they were doing something with Youth, who was the fireman.
That's right.
He talked him into it. And I guess it was a big deal. I didn't never really heard of it, but I don't know who the Bloody Beetroots are.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's a guy that you never see his face because he's wearing that lit-up mask.
Stealing, wait, who else does that?
Not Dead Mouse.
It is Dead Mouse, Daft
then,
Punk.
Who are the dudes? Yeah,
Daft
Punk.
Oh, McCartney went in and sang it for him.
Yeah.
Resang.
Yeah,
oh,
he resang it.
He did the music video too. No kidding. The best thing to do is to lie down beside me. I
said I love you. Yeah. Nothing too much, just out of sight. The song's totally different.
Oh, yeah.
Totally different song, but he's using they're using the same, basically the lyrics from the song. Not much else.
Meat Roots.
I didn't know if these guys were really popular or what. I guess this guy's been doing this for a while. I don't know how. But these DJs get huge, man. Yeah. I watched a documentary about DJ Aoki.
Aoki?
Steve Aoki?
Yeah, have you seen that?
Parts of it.
I thought it was the documentary was cool as hell. His father was this amazing
dude. Started Benihana's.
He started Benihana's, and he was a daredevil.
Really?
He raced boats and did all this crazy shit, and he died kind of young, but this kid, he does show after show after show after show. This guy never, it's like he works 24 hours a day. It's absolutely insane, and I guess he's gigantically successful. But the father was almost more interesting than the kid. I mean, they were just sort of doing a sidebar on the
father. Did his brother play for the Royals or anything?
I don't think so.
what's his first name?
This man is responsible for the most successful
leadoff
hitter. Oriental restaurants in America. For 20 years, if you wanted great Oriental food, you'd go to him.
Now, I'll come for you.
With 8 Benihana frozen Oriental restaurant classics. Oriental vegetables with shrimp, sirloin pepper steak, sweet and sour chicken.
Getting into the world of TV dinners.
He started this from nothing, though. I think the father was a first-generation immigrant and just built this giant thing. And he's a daredevil. He was a daredevil madman, and he loved chicks. He loved chicks.
Nori Aoki.
Yeah, not the same family, I don't believe.
I wish I had a father.
Anyway, I mentioned the latest police problems in Chicago now, where protesters were throwing rocks and bottles and urine-filled balloons at police, and there were some major confrontations.
How'd they fill the balloons?
I don't know. I wondered the same thing.
You have to get some pressure, right?
People seem to have a lot of success doing that, though.
Heard some fire hoses at restaurants in the stall.
Enough to stretch a balloon?
But it was another one of these cases where there was a guy. This is a neighborhood, by the way, a terribly violent neighborhood where the police have been accused of not policing the neighborhood, and they've asked for more protection, and so they've sent more police in there. And they saw a guy who had what appeared to be a holster. I guess it was a holster. And they stopped him. He resisted. He ends up being shot. And people who said they were witnesses were saying a female police officer shot him 5 times in the back as he was running away, which is not true. They say there's body cams, and it sounds like Chicago police, I don't know if they're standing behind the guys, but they're saying there's a lot more to this story. Relax.
Didn't they rush the officer away as well?
I read that a female officer was rushed away after firing a shot, but they did suspect that, you know, there was individual had a gun. So.
Yeah, I don't think she's the only one that shot the person.
Okay,
it sounds like they said they thought he was reaching for a gun. He had a holster, and I don't know. It sounds like a real mess. But by the way, did anybody ever hear the end of the? There's two stories that are bothering me. One is the Pittsburgh story, where they shot the guy who was the straight A student, honor student, who wrote that he was afraid of being shot by police. Well, as afraid as he was, he was involved in a drive-by. And may have emptied his weapon. There were bullet holes in the back of the car he was stopped in because the police thought
Rose.
It was the car. They thought that was the car from the drive-by. And he ran out of the car when they stopped it, and he was shot and killed. They said they found a clip on him and 2 guns in the back of the car. Well, the outrage was at the police, but they never said if that was the car that was in the drive-by. I never heard the end of that story.
But they did say that the other kid who ran with him was indicted on attempted murder charges.
Oh, they did, okay.
Oh, okay.
So that pretty much sums it up that they believe it's the same car.
But they should come out and say that.
Well, but that's what I mean. It's not reported on. It's like you're
the connect the
man
dots.
Man shot running away, and it's like that's the end of the story. And honestly, I don't know how many people are even aware of the first part of the story. Not that I really want to get in the habit of defending one person or anybody all the time, but I just felt like, where's the rest of that story?
No, but that's a huge...
It was a giant story.
You
put
yourself in the
story.
Cop's shoes. Someone's just involved in a drive-by. You see bullet holes. I'd be a little nervous going to that scene.
I'm beginning to think people should just police the world themselves, since the police are so bad and they're so racist and they're so horrible. Why don't we just take care of it ourselves? since they just make everything worse. And then the other story is the guy whose van had the white power and the swastikas. There's no resolution to that story at all.
Hubert?
Yeah, Hubert. As heard on the Drew and Mike podcast.
I haven't heard anything on Hubert Roberts except for...
Hubie Brown?
Except for two, like two of his GoFundMes are over like $2,000 now.
$2,000?
Yeah, so about, I think he's got about around $5,000 total.
Oh, $5,000 for both, for the GoFundMes put together?
If you add them it's together, not bad. Yeah. And then somebody had tipped us off that they had seen the vehicle enter.
Yeah.
Enter a dealership maybe to get painted. So, I mean, that's good. At least maybe his vehicle's good now.
Did, let's see. Did you hear anything about this Robin Williams documentary, which I'm not sure that I want to see, to be honest.
HBO one?
Yeah, it's Showtime.
Oh, it's Showtime?
I think. Oh, no, it is HBO, yeah.
I just saw that there was a lot of comedians that said they would not see it because they want to keep their personal relationship with Robin.
There's kids all over it.
Zelda?
No, the boy, the son. Link? So I don't know if he's
Link?
In it or not.
It's called Robin Williams. Thanks. Come inside my head, and I,
yeah,
I
gross. No thanks.
I don't think I want to go inside his head either way. I don't want to be honest.
Come inside of you. I don't know. I still want to see it, but it, really, people don't want to watch it. Cause, but if it's the truth, why would you want to not know the truth?
I
just
know,
so
that,
you can.
That sounds really stupid. Like, why would you watch the Gary Shandling documentary and not the Robin Williams one if you liked either one of them? Because the Gary Shandling one was fantastic.
So, Zachary or Cody? Which?
I think Zach.
Okay. I was never a big fan of this game.
I hated this game.
Loved it. Actually, in the middle of a game right now.
So when does this come out?
I guess it's out really soon. They're doing, this pissed me off. The story didn't say when it's out. And I'm like, well, why are you doing this big story on something and not telling me when it is? But,
speaking of new shows, did you like the Sacha Baron Cohen show? What is it called, by the way?
Who is America?
Who is America?
Who is America?
The characters are hilarious.
Yeah.
As they always are.
I thought it was really funny. He's so absurd.
I got a little sidetracked because the second skit, which is him as the...
I only saw the last two.
When he's at dinner with that couple.
He's an extreme liberal, NPR-loving, named his kids Harvey Milk and Malala.
Yeah. Harvey Milk.
He makes his son pee sitting down. He makes his daughter pee standing up.
Really?
He has to do open bleeding for her period on an American flag, free bleeding.
Gross.
I thought the whole thing was funny.
Fucking hilarious.
But I thought the people were fake. I did not believe those were real people. Just
well,
they presented. They presented as... Let's call him.
We can call him.
They seem fake to me. Did you think they were fake, Jim?
You know what? I didn't see. I only saw the last two sketches.
The first one was great, too. Truth Berry with Bernie Sanders.
That was the first one?
He's trying to explain how you can move the 99% into the 1%.
That was damn funny.
It's like Larry David.
The second one was funny, too. I just got sidetracked because I'm going, these people seem fake to me. They don't seem like real people. They're not reacting the way I would think they would react to this ridiculous story.
You brought it up, Brandon. This is the end of the first one.
But part of the thing is the setup they get, they typically...
Yeah, they're duped. That's the point.
They think this guy is someone completely different. They're...
But they're saying that said he was a staunch Republican. He's listening to this ridiculous pile of shit.
His wife yells at him for jumping to conclusions.
It is possible.
What is your proposal, Bleak?
That you keep the 1%, but you move the 99% into the 1%. Okay. And so you have 199. You just move over the 9.
That's where he lost me. You just move over the
99% or in the 1%.
Billy, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
Here's the next character. This character's great.
Namaste. I'm Dr. Naira Kane in Degacello, and I'm a cisgender white heterosexual male, for which I apologize. 2 weeks after the election was stolen from President Hillary Clinton, I managed to get out of bed. I've been cycling through our fractioned nation, listening respectfully without prejudice to Republicans, with the hope of changing their racist and childish views. To try and heal the divide. I stopped in South Carolina to dine with a couple who suffer from white privilege.
I am the county representative of the state Republican Party, and I was a delegate in Cleveland that nominated Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence.
And politically, where do you stand?
I'm a staunch Republican. Mm.
The press needs to understand that Donald Trump understood that we needed to bring jobs back to America.
Yes.
He really understands that Washington...
And make America great.
He's bald with a long ponytail. Yeah.
Now, we would traditionally say grace. Is that all right with you?
In my household, we normally start with a first people chant.
First people.
May we?
Sure.
Of course.
Yes.
They're
doing it.
He always has to push it.
I know.
Hold on.
Right when the guy looked up and thought it was done.
He's
so great at making things awkward.
Amen.
Here's her mobile number.
Amen. If I may say, how do you challenge gender stereotypes in your house?
My husband does the sort of traditionally female household roles in our household just because he's better at it.
I do all the laundry. I usually, since she does all the cooking, I do all the cleanup.
I mean, in our yurt, the...
Yurt?
We try to challenge that, the gender stereotypes, which my son, Harvey Milk, is not allowed to urinate standing up. And our daughter Malala. Our daughter Malala is obliged to urinate standing up. And sure, she complains. Sure,
yeah, she's
sometimes
peeing on her feet.
So you force them to have these rules?
Well, there are compliance cams in the bathroom myself and Naomi occasionally check. We guide them. We do not enforce them.
You have compliance cameras in the bathroom that your children...
In the bowl.
Gross. Urinate in whatever way they feel like they need to.
Malala has started menstruating, mm-hmm. and we're very proud about that. But she's too young to use my partner Naomi's recyclable cup. So we came up with a solution, which was for her to free bleed. And...
not appropriate.
Don't pass judgment.
Okay.
So we found that if we put a cloth on a chair, firstly, it...
I'm not buying this. I could not sit and listen to somebody say this shit.
Well, I don't blame you. They're great chairs.
Of course.
So that's great.
They're fabulous chairs.
That's why they're on the show.
We have Malala sit on a flag and free bleed.
On a flag?
Yes, on a flag is a teachable moment because we teach her about the bloodshed that arose from the creation of our country. The interesting thing was we noticed that when she free bled on our nation's flag, the American flag started resembling the Chinese flag. And so we've started this menstrual flag program, and it's actually sponsored by the
This is getting me so grossed out, by the way.
I know.
And it's proving to be popular.
They're listening.
I'm not wanting you to judge me for this, but there was a time where my partner Naomi took a porpoise lover, a dolphin that she met in Tulum.
Dolphin?
Which apparently is...
Excuse me? As in a water animal?
A mammal that swims in the ocean.
Yes. Okay. I found it very difficult being cuckolded by
Darwin.
I empathize with those feelings that you have because I
This is where
am
I just stop believing
that she
this guy's real.
To.
My first instinct was let's move to a landlocked state.
What's her cell phone?
Oh, get her away from the sea.
Sure.
How does one compete with
a dolphin?
A sea mammal.
I mean, if you could have seen me that first time with my flippers on, just trying to
figure this out.
Trying to catch up and trying to compete.
You can't.
So, but how long did it take you to get past this whole session into your relationship?
Well, we had therapy, and now we spend 3 months a year in Oahu.
And she has a relationship with another mammal there?
I don't ask.
right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll give it a
shot. Dollar up.
That's weird. How could anybody be so duped into allowing that much footage?
That's why I wonder what was said to her beforehand. Let's remember who this guy is.
That's probably a dinner that's an hour and a half long.
This guy,
I'm sure he didn't know this dude.
Right, selective editing.
Of course. And they're, you know, they're not going to kick
him out. And her name
is
what?
There's so many things about the show that are funny. This lady blew my mind, too. I didn't even want to watch this. It's so gross.
She just makes things ridiculously awkward.
I wish she could have made, there could have been less gross stuff. What's her name?
Jane.
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 Hello, you've reached Jane Page Thompson at 8.
That's her.
Okay.
Leave a message and I'll get back to you soon.
That doesn't mean she's not an actress.
Or you can send me a text. Thanks.
Crisis actress?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Jane. This is the Drew and Mike Show calling from Detroit. And we were just we're watching the new Sacha Baron Cohen show. And we just had a few questions. If you could call us at the 248 number. Thank you very much.
See ya.
No, she had a hyphenated name, I believe.
She doesn't have it hyphenated.
Really? Well, she said her name was...
I mean, I'm looking at her Twitter.
Oh, I see. Okay. What do you think?
What's
Paige
she tweet
is her
about?
Middle name?
Politics.
Has she tweeted a response from this episode?
Mm-mm. Not at all. A lot of politics.
She may sound that, but...
She's been on Twitter for a while.
Yeah, you'd imagine political. If you've been bamboozled that you'd jump ahead of it like a lot of these individuals have and said, hey, he got me, blah, blah, blah. It was disrespectful. Roy Moore's going to sue.
Roy Moore is going to sue. Ahead.
They must have got something bad on
Roy Moore. Doesn't Roy Moore seem like that was 2011 or something?
Oh, my gosh, forever ago.
That was what, 8 months ago?
Yeah.
God, that's hard to believe. I mean, the sky has fallen 500 times since Roy Moore.
If anything, this will just bring his name up again. I forgot about him until...
Yeah, I completely forgot about him.
What's he doing now? Besides suing his
accusers? What's he doing up there?
What is going on with his accusers?
He's still suing. And last I saw, he had a website where you could donate to his fund.
His legal defense fund?
Yeah, but it's not a defense fund because he's the one suing them.
Why do I feel like a fund like that should not even be plausible, legal?
Well, I'd be more upset with the people that are actually giving money to it.
Yeah, but they can give money to whoever they want.
Yeah, well,
why is he allowed to raise money to sue people? Because suing people is a pain in the ass to be sued. Whether there's anything to it or not, I don't know. There's so much wrong with the legal system. I don't even know where to start. But that guy, you know, didn't it seem like he was... Wait a second. Was he before Me Too? Or was he in the middle of Me Too?
Yeah, he was in the middle.
Yeah, it was right in the midst. Because that was shortly...
There were like a dozen chicks, weren't there? Was there nobody... There was no one who could file charges against him? Or was it just too old?
I thought it was just too old.
He seemed like the kind of guy that would like 18, 16, 14-year-old girls forever. But maybe, I don't know, what happens to guys like that when they turn 50? R. Kelly can still pull him, but I don't think that guy could.
Oh, Roy's got his wife.
Yeah, and she loved him so much. Oh my God, did she love him.
So when did Roy Moore happen?
Was it the beginning of this election year? It was a special election last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In 2017? It just seemed like...
Let's see what his legal...
Should have been something they could do to him.
It's called the Judge Roy Moore Legal Fund. And doesn't say how much he's raised yet.
Yeah, he doesn't want
it. Doesn't even say what it goes to, really. It just says legal fund.
Well, I'm going to guess it goes to a legal fund.
Well, yeah, but for what? There's like nothing on it.
Legalities?
This is weird. So it just says Judge Roy Moore Legal Fund. Then underneath, the picture of him smiling as the Washington Post, the Senate Leadership Fund, the Senate Majority PAC, Highway 31, Gloria Allred, and George Soros.
Ugh.
All the people trying to take down Roy Moore.
Hey, you did that yourself.
Ludicrous.
That was the strangest story.
It looked like there was seven total
allegations.
Allegations, yeah.
That was bizarre. If that had not been political, I wonder how many people would have backed him up and said, I don't believe any of them. But then again, when it is political, it is different.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't figure out what would be, you know, like the woman that had the press conference, what would be, he signed her yearbook, and but then she lied about one thing that was, it was the signature.
The date or,
that may have fucked the whole thing up, actually. If they couldn't have proven that, although I don't know if anybody changes any vote about anything. Once they decide something, it doesn't fucking matter what you find out.
That's what I always tell people, too, that I try to argue. I'm like, you're not going to change that person's mind. What's the point?
I know. It's like Geraldo having the white supremacists on and the audience trying to tell them how terrible they are and how wrong they are.
At the end of the episode.
As if, they're going to go, you know what? You guys are right.
I'd like to see that once, though.
I know, just once. Never happened.
But then that person would be soft.
Today's the anniversary of Andrew Cunanan shooting Versace.
It 20, is?
21 years ago.
Wow. Blowing another kiss.
I know. I was so psyched to see the documentary and that, to see how many kisses Versace would blow.
He does.
And it was like 14 minutes in before he blew a kiss, which surprised me. It took that long.
You have a flurry after that, though?
He had about six, I think, in the hour. You can't get a video of him without him blowing a kiss, especially if it's at a show. The guy just gets off on blowing kisses. But let's see. What's going on this week? I have a flurry, another flurry of emails about people losing power. People are just losing power like crazy. I don't think anybody has power for more than 10 minutes anymore.
Just the heat? Yeah, because it hasn't rained.
No, in some cases, like the last couple days, it was, 87, 88 degrees. Yeah. But still, it used to have to be like 96 or something before you start
100.
Losing power. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. I just feel like in Michigan, it's acceptable to be a shitty power company because they've been shitty for a long time.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Well, people are finally getting pretty pissed about it, pretty vocal. Is it going to change?
No.
I guess I expect someone to do something about it.
Get consumers energy? Wait, you're not in that area.
I don't understand.
Sorry,
my question is, why are they allowed to perform so much more poorly than in other metropolitan areas? Because this is a very large metropolitan area, and if you look at other areas, you'll find that people say, no, we don't lose power. What are you, crazy?
Maybe their politicians stand up for them. Maybe their reps stand up for them.
Maybe the power companies are more efficient. I don't know what the problem is, but I keep hearing from people at DTE who just say, it's very poorly run. They do not like replacing any equipment, and they don't like spending money in infrastructure, and that's what you have to do. So it just seems to me that either move out of Michigan or you live with it. And I don't like either option. boy. All right, well, let's get out of here. Tomorrow, Trudy's back. We'll get an update from Maz on the sales competition. And I'm trying to think if there's any other show business other than Amazon Prime Day. Great day to get Amazon Prime through the portal.
Make sure to go to the website and click on the portal and then shop.
I wonder if Mitch Albom really hates Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, we'll find out in a week after he writes an article then.
Did you see Mitch's column today?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really...
Did you read the comment section at all?
That was pretty funny.
Really, really funny.
I wish
not
we had
mean
done,
funny, but really.
That probably should have been our lead story today. I didn't read the comments. That was a big mistake. What are the comments like?
Let me pull it up. They're just ragging them.
He just noticed that Blockbuster's kind of falling by the wayside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's only that's just been a big story over the last week. There's one Blockbuster left.
Yeah.
And so, it was part of Mitch's life. So, going around and perusing because...
When's the last time you went to Blockbuster? 7 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Blockbuster's been gone for a while.
First comment. Hot take, Mitch. Can't wait to read your feature editorial on Where Are All the Radio Shacks?
People are just pounding on him about that.
There are Radio Shacks. Aren't there a few Radio Shacks around?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I could swear I saw one like a year ago.
I saw one on Woodward, but next to the IHOP. But
Is that one still there?
Nope. Nah, I just drove by it, and you can see the
sign
outline where
it's gone. No, it's not there. I drive by it all the time. Well, all right. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on Amazon Prime Day.
Hey everybody, this is your boy Stephen Hawking. When I'm not at the titty bar, or riding some scientific shit, I'm listening to the Drew and Mike show. Listen in and tell your friends. Now that was a better promo than any on Cameo. Suck it, K-Fed. Hawk out.